Blog Talk Radio. to listen to the archives from last week's show, go to blogtalkradio.com and type in GQ Palace. That's GEEQUE Palace, and check out the archives. Now, this weekend, we have another spectacular show for y'all. Like I said, we have Joseph Hazel back to finish his GQ General Question. Then we have up-and-coming artist Mississippi Sip letting us know what's going on with him in the music industry. And we will also be playing his smashing single, One Deep Creeper. Then we have Terrence Davis in the building, one of New York's biggest promoters, here to let us know what's going on with him in the music scene. And we will also be talking about his label that he's managing, HBG. Record label. After him, like I said, we have two of the hottest pioneers back in the building to finish their interview, Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. Plus, I will also be playing each one of their exclusive single, First Time Ever Heard, on GQ Palace Radio. So stay right there and don't move. We'll be right back with Joseph Hazel and his GQ General Question. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment.
It's
fun,
baby!
For sure.
Let me rap to you real quick. I want to enjoy the luxury of, like, not knowing each other for real. Hold up.
Lord, a flower bomb, firefly. When I'm low, she take me high.
Flower bomb, let me guess your favorite fragrance. And you got that bomb. I'm trying detonation. No disrespecting, baby. Just trying to make you smile. Try to keep my spirits up. That's why I lay this down. Try to keep your spirits up. Lil' vodka, whatever. Took it forever to get dressed. I acknowledge your effort. So I clap for her. She deserves an applause. Shawty working so hard. She deserves that baton. Shawty wear your baton. Racing through my mind like she heard that. I got that work. I heard that she been on strike. Care to tell?
Rap to you real quick. I want to enjoy the luxury of, like, not knowing each other for real. Hold up.
Lord, a flower bomb, firefly. When I'm low, she take me high. I can teach you all the sounds of love.
Flower bomb, let me guess your favorite fragrance. And you got that bomb. I'm trying detonation. No disrespecting, baby. Just trying to make you smile. Try to keep my spirits up. That's why I lay this down. Try to keep your spirits up. Lil' vodka, whatever. Took it forever to get dressed. I acknowledge your effort. So I clap for her. She deserves an applause. Shawty working so hard. She deserves that baton. Shawty wear your baton. Racing through my mind like she heard that. I got that work. I heard that she been on strike. Care to tell? I read your mind. She been on them dollars first. Caramel, macchiatos with Shawty getting the work. I can be your boyfriend, be your nigga, or a friend with perks. I'm just trying to work that. They just trying to work your nerves. I'm just trying to read your mind. I'm just trying to feed you mind. I'm just trying to keep you light. They just trying to leave you blind. Blow up on your mind. This is not no Sandra Bull, but your potion number 9. Navigating through her eyes, destination to her thighs. And I hate to tell you too much, cause I stay with too much pride. And we way too young to know love. Maybe not, but we don't need no rush. Don't believe in love at first sight, but believe in love at first. Can I be with you just one night? I can wear you out inside. I can tell you like persistence, but I make you come and try. I just think we need one night. Can't decide if I can't write. Easy, baby, my thing tight, but that lotus flower just ain't right. I ain't thinking I ain't right. Can't decide, but I can't fight. Easy, baby, you the bomb and all, but I'd be damned if I did not land mine. Or at least try, can I speak up, or is it peace out? Can we eat lunch, can we take shots with your flavor? Flat drinks, we call 8 cups, I just think I need one night. Slightly more if it's done right, with that gorgeous face that don't know your name. It ain't important, baby, cause I'ma call you mine.
I'm a fantasy,
wow.
I feel it when you dance with me. It's feeling like you need to be my lady, my baby.
And Divas, excuse us for that little technical difficulty, but the song was so nice we had to start it over and play it twice. Listen, welcome back to GQ Palace, and with me right now I have Joseph Hazel back to return to finish his general question. Joseph, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's nice to be on the air, brother. Thank you very much.
Well, Joe, I really want to thank you. I know last week we didn't really give you no time at all, and I do apologize. That's why we had to have you back on for the 4 hour, because your topic was just crazy.
Yes, sir.
We had to have you back on. The phone lines are actually lit up right now.
Well,
to talk about that topic you spoke about last weekend. So what I want you to do is let the listener know once again a little something about yourself that wasn't here to hear it last weekend.
Well, I'm a single man living in the Bronx, New York, and I'm a hustler, basically. You know, I try, like, on my own business, you know, I sell things, little products, and that's about it, you know, not much.
All right, and let us know what's your topic for this evening.
Well, my topic this evening is going to be, it's kind of a spin-off from last week's topic, and the question is, this week is it possible to have a long-distance relationship and still remain faithful? Now, what I mean by long-distance relationship, I'm not talking about men or women being – I'm talking about state to state. You know what I mean? I can live in the Bronx, New York, and let's say I have a girlfriend somewhere in Florida or some other state. Is it possible to have a relationship in that manner and still be faithful?
Okay. Now, what made you choose that specific topic to discuss tonight?
Well, again, you know, this thing, I have friends, and, you know, we speak, you know, about relationships. They have problems, you know, they talk to me about relationship. And there's one particular friend who went away on vacation. He's been away, like about 4 or 5 months, maybe 6 months the most. And while he was away, he ran into this, you know, this young lady who, you know, he took a liking to very much. And at the time, he was single. Now he's telling me that, you know, they got together, they spoke, they went out, had a good time, and maybe they thought about coming together. And he asked her to be his girlfriend, and she said yes. And so now he's back home, and he was telling me this, and my question to him was like, I don't understand. I understand that you know, you may like or love this girl, but how is it that you can live in one state and she's in a different state and remain faithful? Because once you say yes, it's a kind of, it's a commitment, man. It's a commitment. You got to go all the way.
Yeah. All right, Dawes and Divas. Phone lines are now open. The number to call is 646-200-3838. Press 1 to speak to Joseph and discuss his topic for this evening and give your point of view on it. If you want to just hear the show, you can press 1 and just stay on the line. All right, Joseph, we have a caller on the line for you. We're going to start it off real fast because you got the phone lines lit up with this topic right now. Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Yes. Caller, are you
talking
there?
To me? Yes. Yes, I'm here.
Yes, we're talking to you.
Oh, okay.
Who are we speaking to?
My name is Slim.
Shim?
Slim. S-L-I-M.
Slim. Oh, okay. I apologize, Slim.
No problem.
Well,
no problem.
You know, you have Joseph Hazel on the line. Did you hear his topic for this evening?
Yes, I did.
And what is your point of view on it?
Wow, that's a good one. But my point of view is I don't think that that can happen. A long-distance relationship like that and be faithful, no, that's not going to work. It wouldn't work. Why?
Because explain why.
You're in two different states. You're in two different states. Especially if you're the type of person that's like really like to be out there, it's not going to work because you're going to meet somebody else where you at.
Wow.
Okay, so you don't think you got to have that, you know, that trust, that understanding, as long as y'all got that commitment, that loyalty, that, okay, this is who I want to be with, this is who I'm going to marry, this is going to be the love of my life, I'm not trying to look at nobody else. You don't think it could work?
A long distance? Okay, y'all live in two different states, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you really think, no, I don't think that would work, no. No, because one of y'all are going to seek something somewhere else.
Wait, I disagree with that. I mean, I hear you, Slim One. I hear you, and I understand your opinion, and I respect your opinion. But like Rich was saying, you know, it's based on trust and understanding. Who is to say that this person, during his previous travel, that he's been through a lot of ups and downs, and he might have said, you know what, this is it, and because people can change. And who is to say that this person, you know, can change
okay.
that, say, you know, it really mean it. It can happen. It can really happen.
Well, I don't think so. Because
okay.
it all depends on how much you're seeing one another.
Oh, good
Six
point.
Months,
that's not a good point.
Every month, it all depends on how long y'all see one another.
Okay, well, you know.
Okay, so I want you to stay on the line because we have another caller, and I want to bring that caller in. Caller, are you there?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay, who are we speaking to?
My name is Nazaree.
Nazaree. Okay.
Good evening.
Have Joseph Hazel on the line. Did you hear his topic for the evening?
Yes, I have.
And what's your point of view on it?
Well, I feel like this. I heard the other caller, and I understand her views, and I understand what Joseph was saying as well, but I believe in it's this. It all depends on that person. If they have what it takes, they can do anything. You can do anything you put your mind to. I mean, you can be faithful. I mean, let's put it this way. If your husband was being deployed out of seas, you got to be faithful to him, and he's in the military serving for his country, correct? And his one man or his wife is going to be there, right? Just like, let's put it another way. Let's go to a scenario where a person is incarcerated and he's being shipped upstate and you live in West Bubble. It all depends on the person. That's what I say. I can't speak for whole and say yeah or no because you don't know what that man may feel, what that woman may hold for him. You know, you don't know that.
Right.
Perfect example. That's a good point.
Personally, I have done a relationship long distance, and I'm going to tell you like this. My relationship took even further. It was in Kingston, Jamaica, and I live in New York. I used to live in New York, but it was done, and then we came to the middle and we met.
Oh, wow!
As long as y'all have that trust, that loyalty, it can work.
But first and foremost, you have respect yourself. You respect another.
Right. I agree with you. I agree with you. The trust and loyalty is always very important in relationship. Even if you're living in the same borough, that's the number one in relationship. Trust is number one in loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
Now loyalty, but that also comes in different levels.
Mm-hmm.
Now
okay.
the level that I'm talking about when it comes long distance is the one who's probably been raised right in a household where his parents was around and he was schooled. Listen, this is wrong and this is right. You know what I mean? If you come from an abusive relationship, it doesn't mean it has to be physical abuse. It can be emotional or verbal. You know, or even, you know, it can be through the visual. It can be abusive, too, just through seeing things. So, again, making sure it's just the level of loyalty and respect for self. I think that's another factor, respect for yourself. Is number one.
Good point. We actually have another caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
Yes.
Hello.
Are you there, caller?
Yes. Hello.
Who are we speaking to? Jackie.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay, Jackie.
Yes.
You're on the air. We're trying to contact you.
Yeah,
how you doing,
phone,
Jackie?
I'm all right.
Okay.
Yes.
You heard Joker talk this evening?
Yes, I don't agree with them on relationship long distance.
No? Okay, well, why not?
No, because I had one like that before, long distance, and he got needs and I got needs.
It is
not going to work. We're going to be cheating. It's not.
Wow.
But there is other ways to support your needs until that person comes along. You don't have to go with another person now.
No, but I don't.
If you truly have a commitment and y'all truly love each other and y'all really want it to work, that's one of the biggest ways to find out if you're really in love with that person.
No, I really did love that person, but that person seemed like he didn't love me because he went out there and cheated, had a baby.
Okay, can I ask you a question, Jackie?
Okay.
How long did you know this person?
I knew him when I was 20.
That's
like 16 years, yeah.
Oh, 16 years. Oh, okay, okay. Well, yeah, that's something different. I mean, now, yeah, well, wow. I don't know what to say to that one. What about you, Rick? What you got to say about that?
You know what? I don't know, but, you know, that's a young age to be having, you know, something like that. I can't fault, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They say young love supposed to be true love, but nowadays, young love is no love. So, I can't fault you on that as being 20 years old.
Yeah.
Y'all not even grown yet, you know? Y'all not adults yet.
No,
so
exactly.
I wouldn't consider that as being, you know, like something where, all right, well, we're going to do this, we're going to make it work. You know what I mean? As being like at the age of 20, you know?
Right. Yeah.
So I can't really go with that one. But
we
do have another caller on the line.
Okay.
You do.
Caller.
Yes, we do.
Stay right here, Jackie. Don't move.
Yeah, don't
caller,
go nowhere, Jackie. Stay right there.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, my
Who
name is Regina.
To?
Regina.
Oh, how you doing, Regina?
Fine.
Okay, did you hear the topic for this evening?
Yes.
Okay,
and I agree. You can have a long distance relationship if both if that's where they want to be. You know, if they feel that's the person, they should work because it depends on the person.
So, Regina, would you put yourself in the situation of having a long distance relationship?
Yes, I did. I have one.
Okay.
And it was.
How long did it last? How long did it last, Regina? How long did it last?
It lasted for 4 years.
Okay, and how long did you know this person?
Huh?
And how long did you know this person?
Oh, I know him. I knew him for some years.
For some years? I mean, can I have a number?
For about 7 years.
Oh, 7 years. And were you guys at a young age? When you first came to meet each other?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So because the reason why I asked, I was hoping you said it, but like Jackie said, or somebody called her said, when they met, they was like 16 years old, like real early age. And as Rich was saying, you know, at that age, you really don't know what love is because when you go through like 6 to 7 relationships from 16 to like maybe like 25, no, then you start to understand what it is, what love really is. So at that age, I think it wasn't really meant to be.
No, I don't agree with
that. I definitely agree with that. We have another caller on the line because, you know, I want everybody to give their point of view, you know, and then I'll, you know, see what everybody has to have with this topic. We have another caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, would you like to, did you hear Joseph's topic for this evening?
Yeah.
Okay, and what's your point of view on it?
My point of view is anything that you want to work can work.
That's right.
It's up to the individual, period.
That's right.
I've been there myself, and actually I enjoyed it. You know, for a couple of years, we were in a long distance. I was in one state, and he was in another state. I ended up going to the state where he was, and, I mean, it was like a 4 to 5 year relationship, you know. And like I said, it depends on the person themselves. Loyalty, faithfulness, honesty, trust, it all has to be there. But, you know, it's up to that individual.
Okay. So, go ahead, Joseph.
It's up to the individual and themselves.
Can I ask you a question? When I hear everybody saying the one word is one word, this faith thing. In every relationship, you know, you always hear faith and loyalty. And I've been hearing faith during this conversation for a lot. So my question to you is, in this relationship, what does faith really mean? Like, where is faith? And what place does faith has?
In your heart.
In his heart?
Yes.
So that means, to me it means that, is that kind of like having self-esteem, respect for yourself?
Yes. It could be a little something of that. If you plan
that
on having
could go in more ways than one. I mean, you know.
Right.
It all boils down to wanting to be in that relationship. You know, you've got to trust yourself because, honestly, my first child's father was in the service for 2 years. I went a whole year without seeing anybody. I was very faithful to that man.
A whole year?
You know. Oh, yeah. And, I mean, I was 20 years old, and nobody touched me that whole year that he was gone. You know, so like I said, it depends on the individual.
Yeah.
You know, and trust me, I can't say that he didn't do this or do that. And you won't know what that other person is doing. You know what I'm saying? But if you tell me and show me the respect and loyalty, I mean, what else can I do?
Exactly.
Okay, I know somebody, who was it? I think it was Jackie. That she was in the, Jackie, you were still on the air? Okay, Jackie had left us. Jackie had said she was 20, she was in a relationship, a long-term relationship, didn't work. So my thing is, you could be with somebody in a long-term relationship and it works. There's no question about it. There's no in need or nothing because there's other ways to satisfy yourself besides being, you know, going to the next person and being involved sexually with them or however you want to take it.
That's right.
9 out of 10, and that's the way it goes.
And yeah, that's a bad thing.
That's the way it goes.
9 out of 10, that's the way it goes?
Right. You could be in a long-distance relationship, but one of y'all, you're going to get some toys. Everybody doesn't use toys.
Wait a minute.
You don't have to go see a man or a woman when you're in a long distance relationship. So it consists of toys. Everybody doesn't use toys. So what's the next best thing?
But that's where it comes into it being that individual's their desire is. You know, that one individual may not have the desire to use toys, true enough. But
okay.
I mean, if you are sexually active like that, and you know that you just gotta have it, yeah, somebody is gonna mess up.
Right.
But like Rich was saying earlier, and a couple other people, if you love that person,
right,
you're gonna do whatever you got to do to be faithful.
Correct.
But if you just wanna go out there and get a piece of ass, either or man or woman, you're gonna do that too.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Like I said, it depends on the individual.
Right.
I would never, ever say that a long-distance relationship won't work because it has worked for me. You know, where it might not work for that
person. Would you ever do it again?
I damn sure would.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I would. Mm-hmm. Yes, I would.
Okay. You know what I also think, I have another opinion of that. You know, if you've been in relationship like quite a few, and you had a lot of ups and it just didn't work out, whatever you've been through, you know, everything has an end. You know, everything and everyone has a limit. So I'm gonna speak for myself. I'm gonna scenario. Let's say I've been in a few relationships and it didn't work, right? And I just wanna find, and I'm looking for love. So now I have to ask a question myself, like what have I been doing wrong? If I've been doing something wrong, and what is love? So what I did a long time ago with that same frame of mind, with the thought I'm speaking now, is I went to the dictionary, right? And I wanted to know, I needed to know what is love, because everything I do, I'm loving this person, it's not working. Like, am I really loving this person? I looked up the four definitions to love. You have that,
okay.
You have that parent love, right? You have that friendship love. You have that intimate love. And you have that love,
right.
Like, you know what, that friendship love. So a lot of people, men and all women, when they say they love somebody, they really don't know what they're talking about, some of them. Some say, I love, oh, because she had a big booty. Oh, yeah, I love her.
But that's, you know what that
God.
Is? That's
hood
rat
love.
That's love.
There you go.
That's
love.
That's
love.
When you
rat
love
rat
somebody for their look. That's just a lust of
love.
You know, that's not love. And honestly, I mean, this is just me speaking on my behalf.
Yes.
If I had to do it all over again,
right.
I would rather have a long-distance affair, to be honest.
Because
right now, I don't know if I could deal with a man being up under me 24-7.
I'm not yet.
Oh, okay.
Real talk.
Okay. You would rather have a long-term relationship, but what if you get married? That man's going to be up under you 24-7.
Oh, well, I mean, getting married, but I ain't even thought about getting married right now. Damn that.
I'm talking in general. I'm talking in general.
I hear you, Paul.
That's a different story. But, I mean, I'm going to have to be with this man for a minute to really find out. You know, because I'm going to tell you, I could be one way, right, just to get you to be my husband.
Right.
Once I get them papers on you, I could turn into the worst bitch you ever met in your life.
Oh, right. So did you love that bitch? Wow.
You're absolutely right.
Think about it.
They say,
you know, because
a lot of people
would do things just to get what they want, and once you get it, it's totally hell.
Okay. I gotta say something. Because see, Slim One, they talk about, yeah, that's right. When you made a comment about you can't have a man up under you 24/7, I gotta blow somebody up right now. You know me, respectfully. You see, Slim One,
okay.
Slim One, if I'm on the phone right now, we have a child together.
Oops.
Yes.
Wait, see, Slim One on the phone. Slim, you on the phone?
That's
yes,
right.
I
she
am.
Has
yeah.
my daughter. That's
okay,
right.
Yeah, she's still on
and that's
he's
why
still
she's
on the
a, oh my goodness. She has my. She's 23 years old. I'm gonna
and
make
I don't have
sex.
Nothing bad to say about you. You've been a good father to her, too. I have nothing
okay.
bad to say about
but
you.
But you're talking, but you're saying you made a comment. Like, yeah, that's right. Yeah, when she said made a comment, like, you can't have a man up under you 24/7, and you know, and all
it's
like,
the truth. It's the truth.
What's wrong with
that? So how you expect to have a good relationship? I mean, you would give each other that space. But don't
I'm
say you don't
you,
want me
I,
up to
I
24/7.
Had,
you, everybody needs space in a relationship.
My sister's been married to her husband for 2 years. They're not under one another. And their relationship is still wonderful, and it's the best. My brother
okay.
is the best.
They're not, you know what they do? They probably give each other that little space.
Right. Like, that, and like that's what everybody needs. Everyone needs space.
Okay. Yes. So they probably give them that little space where, all right, you know, they're not clogged up under each other, but
right.
some people enjoy that cuddliness, you know, and that's what also make a relationship stronger.
Thank you.
Everybody loves cuddliness,
thank you,
but
Rick.
Not
thank you.
Always.
Excuse me? I didn't hear you, Slim. What you said?
I said, yeah, everyone loves to be cuddled, but not 24/7.
You can't say that because some people do enjoy. Some people just have that affection where that's just what they want.
Okay,
some people do have that affection where they're like, all right, you know, I just want to cuddle. I just want to cuddle.
Exactly.
All I want to do is cuddle. And it don't bother them because
right.
that's what they want. As long as y'all both want that affection, y'all can cuddle 24/7. Go to work, go to the store, come home, you cuddle.
Exactly.
Even going to the store, you still giving that space. So
there
you when
go.
You come back, you cuddle it.
But
yes,
wait a minute.
Boy.
I mean, think about,
what
go, let's go back to, let's go back a lot, a few years. Look at these people
oh,
that's been together for 50, 60 years.
Okay.
I mean, how, you look at that, how did they do it? How did they manage to be
mm-hmm.
together forever? You know, if one of them
mm-hmm.
go, then the other one end up, my mother and father was like that. They were together for damn near 50 years.
Right.
My mother died in 73. My father grieved himself together, even to death, I mean. even though he lasted 6 years later. But he was so used to being around her, he could not.
Exactly.
He said he didn't want to live.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
He was tired. He wanted to be with my mother still. You know, and that's the way he felt. If he died, he was going to be with my mother. And
okay.
I do believe to this day they're still together.
Okay, I understand. You know what I? You know what you? You're right. You're right. But you know, when I hear you say that. Your parents, I'm thinking about, they must be at an older age. And back then, probably like in the 20s or 30s, whatever,
right.
the quality of life was different. You're so
that's
quote,
true.
Unquote, the American dream. That's back then when, you know, where you had to be married before you even had a child. Nowadays, things are different when it comes to relationships. So when you talk about people like back in the 30s, it was different. Love was love.
But it still can work.
You're talking about
it
love,
still can work.
You know me?
It still can work.
It can work.
It's up to the individual to make it work.
Statistically speaking,
mm-hmm.
I give it less than 50%.
Well, that could be possible too. But you know, we can't speak for everybody else. You can
right.
only speak for yourself.
Right.
You know,
right.
if you don't feel like that, it would work for you. It may not work for you, but it may work for that other person.
I agree. That's why I say statistically speaking, you know, I mean, that's other people's opinions. In other words, you're right.
You know, because, I mean, even a million miles away,
right.
if it's meant to work, it will work. If it's not meant to work, it won't work.
Right.
And I mean, that goes to speaking not only for love, that
yeah.
goes for anything. Anything yeah. that you, if you're a go-getter, I don't care what you strive to do, if you
right.
want it to work, it
yep.
will work.
Right.
But
yep.
you got to be about it.
I definitely agree with you.
You got to be about it.
I definitely agree with you.
That's
what
I say.
That's my, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
I got one for you. Check this out. Now, you said it can work. And I keep hearing this one word come out of your mouth, love. And I did ask the question, what is love? What is love to you? To
what's
you,
love
you got to do with shit.
It?
So what was love to you at that time when you had a long-distance relationship?
Oh.
Excuse me? I didn't hear you.
You said, what's love got to do with it? All right. I
got to do with it.
Oh,
okay.
All right. Yeah. Yeah.
Whitney said,
I will always love you. You know.
and Ike said, eat the cake, anime. All right.
That's right. Just eat the cake, anime, and it's all done. If you eat the cake, you gonna love me.
Okay. I hear you. But
and you will love me.
But you know what? I say love has a lot to do with it, and my name is not Ike Turner. That's all I got to say.
What do love mean? What is the definition of love? When you tell somebody you love them, what do you mean?
I'm going to tell you, love is like an itch. Sometimes you can't even reach it. For real talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and everybody have their own definition of love.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, and like you were saying, Joseph, you've got that motherly love.
Right.
You've got the love of that family.
Right.
I got the love of my brother. But
right.
when it comes to a man.
Intimate.
There
okay.
you go. But, you know, okay, we say intimate, right?
Right.
What if that man or that female ain't slinging or giving it to you like you want it? Do that mean you're going to love them less?
You could still love them.
Wow.
But you don't want to be
I mean, really.
Is
it going to mess up your whole relationship?
You could still love a person, but you don't got to be in love with them.
There you go.
Now, if they're not swinging it right, that don't mean you can say, well, you know what, I don't love you no more. You can
Thank
still say,
you.
You know, you're not single. I love you, but I'm just
I'm
not in love with you no
you
more.
Like
because
I was,
of the affection I'm not getting that I was getting before.
Thank you.
That's
I
right,
mean,
that's
love
right, that's
can love
right.
have a million and one definitions,
it
not
sure
just
does.
Those four in Webster. It's what that individual, their lives again, the
okay.
individual of what they think and how they feel about love.
Respect.
Love may be just you being here for me, You know, that could be my definition of love. Love could be meaning that, hey, you come and sling it to me, give it to me when I want it. Oh, I'm in love. No. Whereas that may work for me, it may not work for that next person.
Exactly. See, that's what you said. I'm in love.
Right.
Does it depend on what the person is really looking for? Because some people, like two individuals, man and woman, each one are looking for different things, for different quality. I'm in a relationship, and I just broke up with my girlfriend.
She has
certain qualities, and now I meet someone else, or I love her. But after a while, you start seeing things that may have remind you of the one that you just left, and now you're trying to figure out, well, I love this person, but I'm not really in love with this person, but I love this person enough just to be with this person to satisfy my needs. But other than that, when I step out them doors, I'm stepping to the next one. So is it possible to have a long-distance relationship? Again, that's my thought.
Answer is yes, it is. It depends on the individuals of who is in that relationship.
Okay.
I mean, a long-distance relationship can be like your next-door neighbor's relationship. Because you live next door, it doesn't mean that you're going to treat me any better if your ass live in East Bumblefuck.
Oh, you're right about that. You're right about that.
Real talk.
Yeah, real talk.
You can live 10 miles away from me. If you're not into it like that, it's not going to work.
That's right.
So
that's
it doesn't
right.
matter where you are.
Right.
You got to be willing to make it work. The mm-hmm. two individuals that's into this, you're going to run into difficulties. You're going to run into bumps, bruises. You're going to run into all types of things. But it would be the same thing if you were 5 miles away from me.
You was in the home with me.
It's what you make of it. It doesn't matter where you are. Because as far as I'm concerned, you can be in the home with me. I can be in the bedroom. You can be in the other bedroom. That's a distance to me. We're not in the same bedroom.
So that proves what Rich said.
That's space.
Exactly. I was about to say that. When you go into the store, Rich, am I right? That's what you said?
That's space.
Yes. But in the same token, like I said, long distance, it depends on what you're talking about distance to.
Anything
can work that you want to work. If those who are willing to make it work, it will work. There's no such thing as can't and won't, but to each his own.
You know what I think it starts from? When you say if you're willing to make it work, that means when two come together and communicate. Because, see, communication is another factor.
Damn sure is.
I'm here in New York City and I have a girlfriend, let's say in Africa, whatever, right? We need each other, I'll be like, listen, baby, well, you know why? You know, I'm here, you're there, I'm a man, you're a woman, I have needs, at the present time, I still love you, but, this is what I want to do for now until, we can find a way to come together. And once we come together, everything is going to be okay. It's just going to be about me and you. Communication. Now, if we can both agree on that, then you will have a perfect long-distance relationship.
Wait a minute. Let's take that perfect back. Nothing is ever going to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
God is not perfect, so no, that relationship would never, ever be perfect. And anybody to say that they don't have a word or two with each other is telling a damn lie.
Come on, what you got to say about that?
It's going to be something that y'all don't agree on.
Thank you.
That's a part of life.
Thank you.
That's a part of life.
That's
always going to be something y'all don't agree on.
But you're supposed to be willing to be able to work around
to
it and work
together
to straighten that problem out.
I want to hear Rich's opinion. Rich, I want to hear your opinion on that. What you got to say about that, brother?
About what? The fact of Yeah, I'm here because I got my switchboard operator just told me we have another caller, so it like threw me off. Go ahead, go back to it.
No, you just made a statement right there about space and an opinion and stuff like
space,
that.
Space, exactly. Okay, to me, it's a difference. You have your space and you have your distance. Okay, if somebody argue with you and they leave the house, they go in to get some space. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
When
right.
you go to the store, you give it space. Now, mm-hmm. if you argue with somebody, be like, "Yo, well, I need like get away from you right now."
Oh my
you
goodness!
Understand? That's talk about distance. All right, I need to get away from you. I mean, I need to go somewhere where I could like really be to myself, a nice, quiet place that's not too close to home, where I could be by myself to get my head together. Exactly.
Right.
To me, distance is going to a couple of miles away. You know what I mean? That's the distance. If you go into a store, you give me space. If you're in one room, you go into another room. Listen, I just need some space from you right now. I'm going over here in the room. I'm going to sleep
right.
in the living room tonight. You understand?
Okay. Oh, okay. All
so
right. Calm down.
But give me 1 minute, Joe, because we got one more person on the line. I want to bring them in
okay.
real fast.
All right.
Cora, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. You heard Joseph's topic for this evening?
Yes, I did.
What's your point of view on it?
I think that long distance relationships can work. I agree it depends on the individual. And, a caller was saying that, they have needs and, the man has needs at the same time. But there's so many different things that you can do to please yourself. The internet is full of Google and Skype and all these different things.
Well, damn.
You want to be able to meet the person. There's so many different things that you can
That's
do
true.
No, thank you.
So, to feel closer to the person you're with. And then another caller mentioned as far as being perfect. I think that when you say perfect, it depends on the individual that you're with, and it
right.
depends on the people. Like, I can have a relationship, and I can feel in my eyes that the relationship is perfect. Yes, we might disagree from time to time, but in my
right.
eyes, it's perfect. But that's all that matters. It doesn't matter what anybody else says or the
that's
quality
right.
that, relationships, God wasn't perfect. But keep in mind, none of us was alive when God was alive. So, therefore, what we're reading and what we're translating is
that's
something
right.
that was written. And it's written so much where people tend to quote what's there. And some of it you can say, okay, well, God wasn't perfect. You don't know that. You don't know. And in your eyes, was he not
That's
perfect?
Right.
Or because according to him, he could have been perfect. So it depends
yes.
on the
Maybe
individual yeah. itself. It depends on the two people that's involved and how bad they want it. If they want it bad enough, they'll make it work. If somebody goes away to the army or whatever the case may be, yes,
mm-hmm.
that's long distance, but you chose to be with this person even though it's a long-distance relationship. At some point in time, if you decide that you can't be with that person because of the distance, all fairness, you need to let that person know that you don't want to be with that person. You can no longer do it. But there's so many different technologies nowadays. To me, a long-distance relationship can work if you want it bad enough.
There you go. I agree
okay,
with
okay. Right, you just everybody's talking about toys and technology and stuff like that. You know what? To each his own. But there's a lot of men to a little bit of men who prefer, up close and personal. If I may say.
Well, that goes for both male and female. But in a long relationship, then
If you feel you need something up close and personal, and you need to feel the touch, you need to feel the wetness, or whatever the case may be, then
yes.
guess what? In that long distance relationship is not for you.
No,
but
it's
they
not.
May,
no,
they may have been really ready. They may have really, and they may really have had it in their heart. They really want to do it, but so you got to give things a try. You can't tell yourself I can't do it. You got to get out there and try. And these may be, in some cases, it may be just that one person that says, you know what, I want to go for it. It might just work for me. It worked for other people. It may work for me, too. And they tried it. It just didn't work.
Don't do what the next person do. Do what's in your heart to do.
What you're saying is two different things, though. And,
really?
First part is, the man might want to feel, something is that and the other. And the other caller said, okay, well, it goes for the female, too. And then you're saying, okay, well, so-and-so did it, so it might work for me because this person caught my eyes. You know in your heart that if this person lives 5-6 hours away, that you need to feel it, and you want to make that special connection with that person, and you can't, you already know what it is.
Right.
So why even do some tomfoolery?
See, that's another thing. Why in a long distance relationship you can't have phone sex?
You can have phone sex. You can do Uvu.
Like you said,
technology
Uvu.
Is there, and not for
yeah.
nothing. Yeah,
I mean
really
everything. You got Uvu.
Really
you got too many
so
ways. Like she said.
My personal opinion You know, I want to get everybody. Me personally, this is Rich Money. I believe a long distance relationship can work.
I believe it can work. Put it this way, it worked for me. I don't know about the next person, but I feel it can work if you wanted to. That's my opinion.
I'm not too sure about if it can, you know, if it can work. If I was to have to pick if it can work or not, I would say I would lean more to like, no.
Okay, definitely.
I would say no, really, you know, really, if I really had to honestly give you an honest answer, I would say no. Again, it's just my opinion. Doesn't mean I'm right or I'm wrong. It's just how I feel.
Everybody entitled to their opinion.
Exactly, you know, but I know that this is such a big world that there are people who actually have been in a long distance relationship and actually came together and probably and got married, right? And
exactly.
There's some today as we speak, that just began a long distance relationship, and there's some who already been in a long distance relationship for quite a while and is about to come together.
Okay, look at it like this. What about these athletes and things like that?
Right.
Where they're like constantly like going celebrities. They're constantly like going, but they may be in Cali. They may have a woman in North Carolina.
Okay.
Or wherever.
Okay.
Okay.
If they're trying, you know, to make this thing work, you're not going to be with that man all the time. You know, you have truck drivers. I mean, think about all of these different jobs and things like that. And these people, they make it work. They're together for years and years and years. It depends on the individual.
And that's the bottom line. You know what? I'm going to sum it up and say, you know what? You won this argument, and that is the bottom line.
No,
I mean, everybody has
an argument.
It's a debate.
It's letting people know. You know, about, you know, certain situations and, you know, certain circumstances. So we don't consider it's a debate.
No,
you know,
we never
argue.
I apologize for that. That's not the word that I meant to use.
It's a debate.
But it's debate. So, I mean, you know, no matter how much we debate, the bottom line is this, and you hit it right on the nose, right on there. It depends on the person because no matter what, we know for sure that it can work. Now, and that's the bottom line. That's fact. I don't care.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know what? Joe, what does love mean to you?
Love me? Oh, my. Okay, here we go. Love means, well, first of all, love means to me is first being able to communicate, right? And being honest. Once you get those two things in order, necessarily not have to be one or the other in order, then you can start to kind of like, you know, date each other. You know what, like, you know, let's say if she's in pain, if she's crying, I want to feel that pain. I want to cry with you. If you need me, call me. No matter where I'm at, I'll be there for you. Unlike some friends, you may have some, this is my best friend, but when it comes to time and needs, for example, let's say, okay, I've been away for a while, and for something real, you know, I just needed people by my corner. And all the people that I thought that were my friends, the people that said, I love you, if you need anything, call me. When it came to time and needs, there was nobody around. The only person that was around, and we all can agree with, was your mother, a family member. So
with that being said, it wasn't your friend from the door.
Exactly.
It wasn't your friend from the door.
So
you know, because like I said, some of the relationships I've been in. And it's been a breakup or whatever. Guess what? Right now, I get along with them better than I did when I was with them. That's
and
what you
me,
call a true friend. And you see them and say it's love. For the simple
now, my
fact,
definition, go ahead, T. Go ahead, finish.
My thing is, it's all what you make of it. You can make it bad, you can make it good, you can make it difficult, you can make it complicated. It's on you.
Well, I'm a Barney and I need me a Clyde. That's the love.
But see, people don't understand the definition. See, I was explaining that you don't have friends.
You have
this is what I was taught. I don't have friends. Your dollar is your friend. Because your dollar, you don't got to worry about it coming back at you.
Right.
It's going to get you out of certain situations.
There you go. There you go.
You don't got to worry about it choking, stabbing you behind your back. It's always there when you need it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're happy every time it's with you. So
exactly.
That was his friend.
Now, what do you call them, Rich? Associates, right? They're associates, right? They're associates, right?
Exactly.
There you go.
Exactly. That's what I was informed.
My best friends are underground. My mother, my father, my sister. Those
hey,
were Lord. The best friends that I ever had in my life.
That's what I'm talking
about. What happened to when you're in a relationship and you're engaged and you're married? What happens to that person that you're with being your best friend? Because you have to be friends before you go any further into anything
that's
else.
Different.
So
that's different.
Therefore, but it's still a level of friendship. There's still a level of friendship. When you look it up, friendship can have so many different definitions. But at the same time, friendship is friendship, no matter how you slice it. Yes, we were taught when growing up, okay, you have associates, you don't have friends. But when you become involved with someone, that person becomes your lover,
your best friend,
your friend. That person is everything in one if that person is truly with you 110%. So to me, I can say my best friend is my hubby. And there's nothing that I would not say, there's nothing that I cannot say, to, whether it's about X, Y, and Z, it doesn't make a difference. I know that same way I can call up one of my associates and I can vent to them, I can call him up and I can vent to him too.
Exactly, exactly. You know what? And I feel like that with my kids. Because they're both grown, I feel like, yes, I'm your mother, but I'm your best friend, too. I'm your friend to the end. Because, like you said, Lavina, there's nothing in the world that, you know, you shouldn't be able to go to your hubby about and fan about. Good, bad, ugly, just all around. You know, and that is, like you said, that's your best friend.
And the root word of that, friendship comes from one word, again, love. So, Lavina, I agree with you, what you said. There is, you know.
Lavina.
all what you said, you're right. There is some level of friendship in there. Because, see, without love, there is you will have no relationship. You will have no friendship. Without friendship, there is no love. Because so you can, love and friendship is kind of like the same thing. If you're my friend, I should be able to love you enough, you know, man, to tell you what you need to know, not what you want to know. You're my friend. If you need help, I'm there for you. It's all love. All love. It's love. Peace and happiness.
Joseph, I want to commend you on your this was a hell of a topic. I mean, I really commend you. Last week, today, I love it because I love a hell of a debate, and I love to get it popping.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Hey, Rick.
Where's Miss – hi, Miss Slim. Are you there still?
Who?
Yes.
Slim, you're there. What's your input on it, if you don't mind me asking? What's your input on it as far as, you know, friendship and love? What's your input?
Wow, that's a good one.
Wait a minute, you're setting me up right now. You're telling me you're setting me up.
No, we're not setting you up. Everyone's
in
their
hands.
Nobody's
setting
you up. I never really looked at it like that. That's what I said. That's a good one. You know? Because I can have a friend, be friends with somebody, but that don't mean I have to love them. You understand?
There you go.
Wait, whoa.
That's like a good one for me. I'm like, wow.
Well, okay, so, all right, you know what? Let's say, Slim, you have my child. We have a child in common, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, our relationship, we knew each other since we were like, what, 16 years old. We're in, you know, in our middle ages right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we have many years with each other, and apart and together. Right now,
mm-hmm.
we're good.
Right.
I'm going to ask you, yes or no, are you my friend?
Of course. I will always be your friend.
Yeah, do you love me?
Of course. I have a child with you.
I love you, too. I've been loving you even when I was away for the many of years. Long distance relationship, and when we came to meet together once again, it just got better.
Oh, ain't that love connection?
Thank you, y'all. Thank you, Rich. Rich Money. Yes, it's
that's
better.
Sweet.
All right, y'all.
All right.
The band had a general question. Joe, what's your final thought on your topic?
My final thought is, man, listen, man, before you say you love somebody, right, pick up the dictionary and read it, all right? Read it, because there is many definitions of love, and find out, once you read it, now you find out, you go back to that person, and you ask that person, do you love me? And if they say yes, well, what do you mean? What kind of love do you have? If it's not from what you understand, I suggest you give yourself some space. Take a walk to the store or something like that. Hello.
You got any shout-outs you want to give, Joe?
Yeah, first I want to give a shout-out to my Lord and Savior God. You know, I want to give a shout-out to my daughter. I want to give a shout-out to Slim One. I want to give a shout-out to you, Rich Money. Thank you. You know, it's always butter every time. You know, I want to give a shout-out to Miss Levine. Am I saying it right?
Oh, Lavina.
Lavina. I would say Lavina. And I want to give a shout out to TC and everybody out that's listening right now that's called or didn't call in. Shout out to everybody. Much love. Thank you very much.
Joe, I really want to thank you again for joining us this evening. You know, it was a pleasure having you on the show. You know, you're welcome anytime.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much again. Once again.
All right. I want to thank y'all callers for also calling in and, you know, giving y'all point of view on the topic and everything. We really appreciate y'all calling in. You also could call back next week. It'll be another general question, another person with another hot topic from 6 to 7. All right, Dons and Divas, coming up next, Mississippi Sip, an up-and-coming artist here to let y'all know what's been going on with him in the music industry. We will also be playing his smashing single, One Deep Creeper. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace.
Long and entertainment.
It's fun,
it's baby. Butter, baby.
For sure.
Burn out.
Dons and Divas, welcome back. And with me right now, I have Mississippi Sip. Mississippi Sip, welcome to the show.
Already.
What's going on, Mississippi Sip? What it is? What it is?
Life pretty good, man. Life pretty good right now for me, boy.
I'm glad you could take the time out and join us this evening. I know you're a busy man. You got a lot of things going on.
Absolutely. It's extremely important, though, that I set aside a little time to handle business, you know?
Yeah, I feel you. I definitely feel you on that.
Like this.
I feel you. Because you're definitely taking that rap game to another level. That down south thing, you're killing it. You're really killing it right now.
Man, I highly appreciate it. What it is, see, I got the strategy for them. They're getting used and they're getting comfortable with the South sound and the way it's going as far as it being on a commercial and at a major level. So as far as me being underground, you know, coming from Mississippi, we want to introduce them to them to a whole brand new sound like Master P did back in 1995.
Oh, yeah, you're definitely doing it. Ain't no question, you definitely do it.
I appreciate
it. So let me ask you, no doubt. So let me ask you, what made you decide to get into the rap game?
Well, man, being an investor in rap and buying back when, you know, buying CDs was real popular. Every Tuesday you spend your $10 to your $20 on your CDs for your favorite artist. You know, after investing so much money in it and having so just been around so much different music, even R&B music, you know, it just was embedded in me to become who I became. It just kind of naturally happened. I didn't wake up or, you know, wasn't born a rap. I had to become who I became, which is Mississippi Sip. But pretty much, I was just heavily influenced, man, by the South.
Now, how did you come up with your name, Mississippi Sip? That's a unique name. And your flow is like you just sipping everybody up out the industry. How you came up with your name?
Well, the name, it came from, you know, well thought of as far as from the marketing standpoint. You got a lot of Mississippi, as you know, Mississippi's on the streets. A lot of Mississippi's in the penitentiary, just a lot of Mississippi's worldwide. And you also have a lot of tips, you know, that come out of Mississippi that call themselves SIP. Different guys move to Texas and move to Louisiana, and we just naturally know it as SIP. So I said, I'm going to run with the whole entire brand. I'm going to take the Mississippi and I'm going to take the SIP, trademark it for myself, and keep marketing from here on out. I actually sat down and brainstormed up that name.
Yeah, that was brilliant. That right there is brilliant. That was creativity right there.
It was a major chess move, you know, from the way I look at it.
Exactly. Now, how old was you when you first started rapping?
I want to say around 11 years old when I originally started, based off a guy in my hometown, R.I.P. Cedric Taylor, was the first original rapper out of Leland, Mississippi. You know, he made fame with Rap A Lot Records, to be honest with you. You know, and I was just, he ran with my uncle real tough, and I would see them around, and they was recording in the streets. They would have a live band and actually record in the middle of the streets. And me hearing that in my backyard, I was more attracted to that instead of playing hula hoop or whatever. You know, I was more attracted to the street and more attracted to what I was hearing this guy rap about way back in 1992.
Ah, okay.
And I was just mesmerized with it. You know, when you feel something and you really like it, you go that route. I don't like bowling or playing soccer. I'm into rap. I'm into the street.
I feel you. And it was just something that came to you, just like, all right, I'm pinpointing this. This is what I'm doing.
Yeah, I can do this. Now, you know, I don't got to sell the dope. I can do this rap thing legally, you know what I'm saying, and put the dope into the rap.
I feel you. I definitely feel you on that one. Now, you are also the CEO of Candy Paint Records. You a producer, a artist, a songwriter, and you doing tours. How you manage all that?
Man, just, you know, staying focused, always being aware. And my main thing I tell people, you got to always remember to remember. Just like I knew I had this interview from 7 to 8, I had to remember that instead of, you know, getting smoked out or whatever other people like to do, you know, to be forgetful. Because we got a lot of distractions in the world nowadays, like social media, your kid's mother, your old lady, so many distractions that keep you away from the important things. So my key is, you know, you got to just always remember to handle your business first.
Exactly.
Personal, you know, you can deal with your friends later on, you can deal with other things later on, but when it comes to business and, you know, you've been financially free for the rest of your life, you got to do what you got to do, because sitting down, you can pray all you want to. Ain't no miracle just gonna come to you without you putting in the footwork.
Exactly. You got to make it happen.
You have to. You can pray all you want and pray to God, I love you this, give me that, but without you putting physical footwork and, you know, mental thought into your process, ain't nothing going to happen for you. You
exactly.
Got only the strong is surviving. I'm really surviving.
Exactly. What don't make a nigga break them.
Exactly.
Now, let me ask you. Let's speak about, you know, you said something about childhood. Let's speak about your childhood, because you was born and raised in Leland, Mississippi.
Absolutely.
Did you think you would be where you are today, being around so much violence that was going on back in Mississippi and everything?
Well, that's kind of a yay and a nay question, but the violence really scrimped me to stay alive, because every day you wake up, you got to make it to midnight. As long as you make it to midnight, you made it to the next day. You know, you
mm-hmm.
never know when what was going to happen to you by the town being so small and bullet flying over trees. You never knew. You know, we call that town Little Iraq. That's how treacherous
oh.
Mississippi always been. Not to boast about it, but that's just what it is.
I feel you. Okay.
It really helped build me into the person I am today, though.
Okay, so it built you into just being that person you is, and instead of going another route, you choose to put it all in that music.
Yeah, put it all in that music and let the world hear it, man, because music, nowadays with technology, man, you can reach a billion people all across the world, whether it take you 1 year or whether it take you 10 years, a billion ears going to be in the heard your message that you're trying to get out to the world, because we all see things different in the world. We feel things different in the world, and I just want to get my message across on how I view, you know, how I view the world from a street standpoint.
Mm. Okay.
So, you know, nowadays, not to go off subject, but nowadays these guys are becoming more gimmicky and flamboyant and colorful when it comes to the rap game. So I'm sticking to the old script like Pimp C and UGK always been. You know, I'm one of your bunnies.
Mm-hmm.
One of your legendary guys like a Juvenile or somebody like that. That's the feel I'm in. I'm not playing with this colorful, scheming, tight pants, hula hoop shit.
Yeah, you're taking on a whole nother level.
Whole nother level.
And it's straight up business, nothing personal.
Nothing personal. Keep your personal crowd, baby. Keep that away from me. You know? Keep that away from me.
Now, would you be the songwriter? Is there any artists on your label that you wrote for?
Well, there have been artists on my label. I have inspired, you know, Big Mook play for the Indianapolis Colts right now on my label. And I got Black Dog Puma who come out of Leland. I don't sit down and physically write on paper for those guys, but I can get them a creative subject to carry on, and I can plant ideas in them to make a hit record for the streets.
Mm.
So that just
now,
verbally, just me verbally speaking with them, it helps out a lot from the hooks
okay.
to the verses.
All right, so you do have your little inputs, your R's, your N's when it comes down, you know, so we feel it's not proper, you know, not to put nobody in the wrong mark, you know, but...
Yeah, because you don't want to handicap your artist neither. You don't want to handicap
exactly.
Depend on you, because this is a load, man. You're dealing with all type of people all across the world. I'm doing this interview right now. They don't have to do it. They got other things. They can, you know, they got free time right now. They can go out and have drinks and smoke with 3 or 4 broads. But I had to sit aside this specific album to do this interview. So I know I'm not going to write all they, you know, I can't write the rap. But as far as me being a good songwriter, I can write anybody across the nation a hit record right now from a South standpoint.
Because that's just what you, it's something like, I would say it's something like you like an art kind of thing, because whatever he writes, no matter what, it's a hit. It's a hit. Jay-Z,
I write records like a movie. Like you're writing a movie script, you got to write that record like a movie so the person who's listening can really visualize and see you on that block and see the thing you're talking about. Because like I said, it's commercial rap, and these people are packaging guys like they make cars, you know, like a line. You just get them, put dreads on them, put a tattoo on them. Put gold in his mouth, and he's a rapper, he's a street thug. He never saw the streets another day in his life. That's why a lot of them guys get killed also in the game, you know. And I'm like Tupac said, I'm still here. I'm one of the ones that's actually still here, you know.
Exactly.
You won't RIP me because I actually been through the, you know, the ropes and the boot camp that I need to go through instead of being a well put together, like a put together artist by the majors or having somebody back you with money. Oh, just sag your pants and let's sell some records. To be honest, CDs don't even sell no more. But we'll that later on.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you. In the late 90s, you started your first rap group. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, that was in Leland, man. You know, we had the street, Martin Luther King Street, we at my homeboy Reggie Wilson house at the time. And his brother Romel was you know, big in R&B and traveling all across the states, all in Texas and everything. He just happened to leave his equipment. So us hanging there every day, you know, around the females and whatnot, whatever we were doing, it just, we kind of merged into that, you know, that equipment that was there, merged into the music. A lot of those hooks we made back then, I'm actually, you know, reinventing, using them today. A lot of that material we did as young as I'm digging back up, you know, digging up hooks out the grave and bringing that stuff to life and putting, you know, modern terminology on it.
Mm.
But, you know, a lot of them guys in penitentiary now, man, for murders and different things. And, you know, me traveling the world and trying to stick around and attract a lot of positive people in my life. Unfortunately, you know, that group I created back then, we're no longer together. But I would love to, you know, become a multi-billionaire and assist those guys in becoming wealthy. Because I still have a way to reach out to them, you know, everybody in Black Dog Posse, which that still exists.
Yeah. Now, you also put on a couple of acts like DJ Big, Fema Mixtape Volume 1,
yeah,
Lower 9, BDP, Black Dog Posse, 755 Boys, Needles in a Haystack. How did you get together all these artists? What is the scenario on that?
Well, being in Mississippi, man, you know, like I say, you can go through one town and skip to the another, to the next one without even knowing you went to the next town. As far as, you know, being out in Atlanta, being in the big city, you would know it took you 2 hours to get to this next state line. In the south of Mississippi, everybody knew of everybody. These places may seem real distant, but the hottest of the hot gonna come together. And you only want to deal with the best, you know, luxury rap. You want to get the best guys on your team and work with them, get ideas and share ideas with them. So that's how that pretty much came about. And especially with the SEA, you know, the Southern Awards we have, you see these people, your colleagues, you see them all the time. And you deal with them accordingly and you work with them. You know, you boast with them, brag about your money, whatever, you know, we like to do in Mississippi. So that's how that came about the area being so small. And everybody, you know, pretty much if your name ringing a bell in the street for dope or for rap, you're going to be well known in the part of that community. So you have no choice but to, you know, get with the best guys in the game. So that's how that came about with those different acts. Like, and unfortunately, a lot of those guys also caught charges and doing hard time right now, and I'm one of the lucky ones to still be out here to tell a story.
Okay. Yeah, because I know, you know, you've been through a couple of things. We're going to get into that, too, you know. Like, right now, I want to talk about a local rapper, a very close friend of yours, you know, of your uncle. He had got signed to Rap-A-Lot Records, and that's how you had your first taste of success. Explain that to us.
Well, like I mentioned earlier, the guy named Cedric Taylor, man, was a big-time D-boy. This one, dope first ever hit back in the early 90s, coming out of 89 into 90, 91. This guy was one of the first 1,000 ads, which at that time was pretty much a street me in that neighborhood, but showed love and always was humble and stayed down to earth and just really mingled and talked to everybody. This guy was pressing up records in the 90s out of Detroit, just kind of way before your Master P's and all these people came out the South. This one of the first guys of me being a child, in a sense, I was seen that do it like this. But unfortunately, with jealousy and dealing with different brides, it caused him to lose his life. But that always stuck with everybody in that town. You know, the population in Leland ain't number about 4,000. So if something like that happened, it's going to hit the whole town, white, black, Chinese, or Asian. Everybody feels the wrath of a good person being murdered. So once as I'm becoming older and gaining more control of my own life and gaining more control of my situation, the people I pretty much hang around, I kind of took ideas from said and ran with it and keep him on my album covers and keep him in my songs, keep him in my rap, pretty much keeping him alive with a lot of controversy amongst me and his family has happened over the past 2 years, I want to say, from being threatened to be sued and, you know, all types of stuff that happened with me. Just trying to represent said in a positive way, to include trying to come up with a documentary about the guy's life. Pretty much my way of saying thank you and going getting that out the way. Because once Mississippi Civil fully take off, I ain't got time to do all that shoe-shoeing. That's why I'm trying to do it in the early part of the game, because I'm going to be so extremely busy earning so much revenue, I'm not going to have time to remember to pay homage to every single individual that I met up until this point.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's pretty much where we are with it right now. Rest in peace to Cedric Taylor, said T, you know, who led that boy to death, and he was the founder and creator of Black Dog Posse back in the early 90s. But, you know, now it's 2012. A lot of things have changed. So I'm taking their old hustle and the way I saw them guys coming up on the corner back then as far as their moral and respect for each other. And I'm sticking with that part, but I'm still being on the creative side the way we do things nowadays. And
okay.
kind of mixing both of those worlds in one and standing full control, and it's really working.
Okay,
that's how music
okay.
is not so fluent. You know, that's how old you get your 1D creeping and your wheel spinning low. That's how you get, you can only get that stuff from what you saw, what you see, and what you feel. You can't make believe songs like that.
Exactly. And you know what? Now, speaking of 1D Creeper, because we're going to get into that single, tell us a little bit of that single. What's the foundation behind 1D Creeper?
The foundation of that, man, when I wrote that song, I was pretty much, you know, I'm extremely young. I'm still young. But at this point, I was about 19 or 20 years old, and I literally had 10 to 15 different women at that time, and I would always recognize every time I leave a woman or drop one off or go to my next, you know, rendezvous, I would still be solo. At the end of the night, midnight, I'm still 1D creeping. I always had foreign cars at such a young age. You know, we country, we call Cadillac foreign cars. So that's where that comes from. I'm talking about a Cadillac when I say sipping on foreign. And I'm riding in my
right.
car, I'm handling business. Riding in my car, I'm talking on my cell phone. Riding real big because the sip is sitting large. I'm riding big because we was naturally born to ride huge in the South. That's how that whole song literally came about. Like, it was just a scenery. I was talking to myself one night, you know, and everything. I said, damn, I'm really solo. I got nothing. Man, I got tons of friends and tons of partners from the street. But when I creep, I'm 1D creeping by myself. I don't need nobody in my business. I don't need a witness for anything, you know?
Exactly.
So that's pretty much where that song came from.
That's how it goes. You're born by yourself, you do things by yourself. That way you don't got to worry about nothing.
You got to worry about nothing. You can't turn me in. You can't indict me for nothing.
Exactly.
And the bride's so blind, I keep them blindfolded at all times. You know, nothing personal with them neither. They can't see nothing. So I live for eternity in a situation like this. I'm going to have to kill myself.
Exactly.
You know?
All right, exactly. All right, Dons and Divas. This is Mississippi Sip. The number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to speak to Mississippi Sip or stay on the line to hear the show. This is one of his smashing singles, 1D Creeper. Remember where you heard it first, GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment.
It's butter, baby!
For sure.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Hey, what's happening?
What's up,
cuz? How this shit going? That motherfucker 1D creeper creeping, you know what I'm saying?
Hey,
solo pair.
Hey, I be that 1D creeper when I'm tipping on foreign. Riding in my car, I'm talking on my cell phone. Riding real big, cause the sip is sin large. Riding real big, cause the sip is sin large. I be that 1D creeper when I'm tipping on foreign. Riding in my car, I'm talking on my cell phone. Riding real big, cause I'm busting large. Riding real big, cause I'm busting large. It's that 1D creeper, I'm that foreign rider, y'all. Plus that y'all call me hip, and best believe me when I tell you, pimpin' playin' out the sip. Man, I swing when I swung, I'm too crunk like LeJohn. Got these hoes that they jockin' since I have a little son. I'm that 1D creeper, but my car's still thick. I'm that male prostitution because I swing a big dick. Because I'm riding with the chick, not them girls ride for me. I'm balls hogging in the fans, straight from Mississippi. Said you sitting on the air, man, what about your trade? It's straight red over black, don't wear no blue nowadays. It's that Vice Lord City, you know that L-Town bang. Straight from L-Town bang, dope boy still doing the thing. Said I'm talking on my phone, gave the wheels on my wheel. I got the goddamn fire and my motherfucking grill. I be that 1D sipping on fun, riding in my car, I'm talking on my cell phone. Riding real big, cause I'm bossed in large. Riding real big, cause I'm bossed in large. Man, I'm been too large. Cause I'm hard, man, the world you living in. Me and my clique, we the stars. Cause I'm rapping for the five. I got some bows on my ties. I'm that one deeper creeper. I'm gaining weight and sitting wide. Make you do the leg slide. When the bullets out the heater, man, I said it once again. I'm that one deeper creeper. Said your bitch, she a sneaker. Chewing heads from a nigga. Stacking G's and more than 100. Rumbling south and little kid. Man, I'm lost for the friends. Player, I ain't smoking green. I be dropping hoes off. Cause it's a straight pimp spree. Still tipping on my phone. Egyptian must my cologne. Niggas still surfing, next game's my phone. Now we still getting on, so now I'm selling gold grill.
Grill, man.
Grill, man. We still revving Zill. Seen Mo, yeah, kill. D-Mexican, just kill. Man, sitting Lord at the trail. That one deep creeper, when I'm tipping on phone. Riding in my car, I'm talking on my cell phone. Riding real big, cause the niggas still large. Riding real big, cause the silver still large. That one deep creeper, when I'm tipping on phone. Riding in my car, I'm talking on my cell phone. Riding real big, cause I'm bossing large. Riding real big, cause I'm bossing large. One deep creeper, tipping on my phone. Hoes knowing me, still tipping on foreign. They said Cadillac white, nigga. Solo rider, I still got a score, though a hard hitter, nigga. You know that ASAP South bus. Shout out to that D Magic, that Squeaker Deeker, that bass boy. What's that? Just sipping, talking, nigga. The deal done been made. Not a major deal, cause I don't want that. Keep your 100,000, bitch. I'm talking 100,000.
Mississippi Sip. You know, when I heard that track, yo, that's all I kept saying. I'm a one deep creeper. It's definitely a catchy joint. No doubt about it. That single is so catchy. It's ridiculous. Now, how did you come up with the chorus for that? Did you actually do the track first, then the lyrics? Or did you do the lyrics, then the track?
I did the chorus first. I sat on the chorus for about a week. And I let a lot of different episodes happen. And I was, you know, I saved that as a Word document. I type my rhymes. I don't write them, you know, with no pencil in the old-fashioned way. I type them or I type them in the Android. But at that time, when I wrote that one, I had that hook down first, and I would listen to the hook in the car over and over and over. And I said, I got to put something slick on this, because this song here is going to take off. It's just so catchy. It's stayed in my mind about a month. Just the hook was stuck in my mind a whole month. And different people asking me the same question. Man, how did you come up with this concept? Just these specific words. What were you doing? What were you thinking? What was you at? That's what the streets was asking me. The lyrics just came about. The lyrics just was naturally, you know, went right along with the theme.
Yeah. And see, like I told you earlier, when I heard it, I was like, one deep creeper. And it sound like it's just, like it's out there, like crazy. You know what I mean? Because the chorus, the lyrics is crazy, and the chorus is just like, it's bringing it out to that point where, all right, I got to, this is not leaving my head right now. You know what I mean?
It's pure classic South music, man, and it's what the public been missing. Folks tired of that gabba-dabba music, you know, not to go against no other artist. Look, that pink shit is just not working. I'm not feeling that new age, that new school wabba-wabba rap.
I feel you. You know, you just caught me off guard with that one. But we have a caller on the line for you right now. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
You have Mississippi Sip on the line.
Hi, Mississippi. How are you?
All is well. Caller, what's happening?
I got to give you credit because I'm a Southern girl, too, okay? I'm 100% country. All right?
All right.
Got to give you props for that one, if nothing else. But my thing is, how the hell are you maintaining doing all of these things, all the things that you said you've been through? How do you still survive?
There's a lot of strategies I use from the people I keep around me, you know, to meditation.
Positive influences, right?
You got to drop emotions. You know, you got to drop all emotions, though. I got to be honest with you about that part.
Uh-huh.
This time I want to share it here, but, you know, they just going to fall.
I mean, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
I'm 26 years old.
All right.
I just had a birthday in January.
Oh, okay. Happy, belated happy.
Yeah,
you're maintaining the family as well?
Well, I got, you know, kids and DNA tests just do. That's just part of nature. Like.
Yeah.
And once people see you get a little inch of success and you mingling around successful people and doing things like this,
yeah.
Everybody got a baby all of a sudden. Everybody, somebody sold you for a bike. I sold you for a bike you stole from me when you were 13. You know, you take your check at this place. It's just some people, the people that told me weren't lying. You know, when a piece of success hitches, everybody come out the woodwork. People I've never seen on that before.
So let them tell you, you got about 50 children running around, right?
50 children, we're in line for DNA tests back to back every month. DNA, mama, yes, mama, no. But as of right now, I got three boys, you know, that I hold true to my heart.
Right.
And that's what it is for right now until somebody send me some paperwork or, you know, send me some money to keep taking all these DNA tests. But that was part of the game. Deal, like if I was dealing with 10 or 15 women all across the state at different times. You know, on a safe, not no pricing level, but on a safe, you know, business level.
Well, you keep on creeping, baby, okay?
Already, I'm glad you called in. That's real.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Now, Mississippi Sip, would you consider yourself a rapper, an MC, or more like an entertainer?
I want to go with entertainer slash mogul because I'm not a rapper. I don't tote no backpacks and, you know, roam the streets of New York with a skateboard. I'm not an MC because I'm not Rakim. So I'm a more of an actor. You know, I start writing the lyrics like I'm writing a movie script. So that's entertainment. But my entertainment is all real. Until, you know, I would never run out of real stories to tell. Once I do, that means my time is up in the business. And I can lead on to other things and other sources of income with my wealth at that point in time, but we haven't gotten there yet.
Oh, okay.
You
know, now,
if I run out of true, legit stories to tell, I don't think I would be interested just to rap to rhyme. That's not. That's what rappers are doing. They're not rapping to rhyme. They're not putting no thought into it or nothing.
Yeah, they're just like, you know, it's a rap is like a materialistic thing nowadays, they say. You know? Nobody's really sending out a real message.
Exactly.
You know?
They're not teaching you how not to get killed. They're not teaching you how to not go to prison for the rest of your life. They're not teaching you if you do ills in the game, selling dope, whatever. In this point in time, they're not teaching you how to, you know, not get set up by a female that say she like you, love you, come see her, you pop up to the house, they can rob you for $10,000 or $15,000. No, they're not putting that in their lyrics no more. They're keeping the secrets to themselves. You know, but me, I'm coming with that old classic South, so I'm going to put that in the rap.
If
you follow me or listen to me, you're going to get all the game I can possibly get out. You got to give game to get game.
That's true, too. That's definitely true. That's definitely a true statement right there. Now, let's talk about your mixtape, Going Back to Leland.
All right.
Tell us something about that.
That mixtape was based off me coming up north at a point in time in my life to visit, you know, half my family, my mother and them, that was traveling the world and end up in Virginia in the Washington, D.C. area. And at that point in time when I made Going Back to Leland, I felt as I left, you know, not that I abandoned my hometown, but I left for a long enough time to kind of create a mixtape to let them know what's been going on the other side of my life. So I ain't got to play, I don't have to physically or verbally play catch. As long as you got the mixtape, you know exactly everything from the day I left to the day I came back, what's been going on. And I let you know what the road was like leading me back to Leland. You know, the trips I made on the side of the road, from everything, I talked about everything, and, you know, in the movie. I like to call my mixtape movies. My music is just movies. Blu-ray. But the Going Back to Leland is like a gift and a present for my hometown. Like, I truly apologize for leaving y'all. But, you know, family thicker than anything, man. You got, especially when it comes to your mother. I travel the globe for my mother.
Yeah.
She's still alive.
That's the way it should be with everybody.
A lot of people, mama ain't alive, though, so I got to cherish her. Why she's still breathing. That rap shit ain't that important to abandon my family.
Mm-hmm.
So that going back
to Leland. Definitely right about that.
That going back to Leland was pretty much a message saying that ain't nothing going to stop Leland for eternity. The world, I got y'all. The world knows about y'all. Y'all ain't going to go broke. Y'all ain't going to suffer for nothing. Feel comfortable walking up to me, asking me for anything. you need to be here because you're in Leland. Come holler at me. Be comfortable with me, you know, as a person. Mm-hmm. Don't get all starstruck when I hop off the plane or you see me in church's chicken getting the two-piece. Like, I can't eat a two-piece meal. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's just what I have for setting the record straight to the hometown. Some person, one-on-one
okay.
with him. Because they truly hold me down 100,000%, man.
I feel you on that, and it's definitely a fact about it. We actually have another caller on the line for you.
Let's talk
caller, are you there?
Yo, what's up, my man?
What's happening, bro?
Nothing much, man. Yeah, I mean, you know, Deep Creeper, that's the shit. I want to know if you made any videos. Hello.
What's up, bro?
I said, have you made any videos?
I got a video for Ball Nigga Ball and Wheel Spinning Low. The rest I'm just marketing the actual album cover until I can get a real $50,000 or $60,000 video to place on any site except WorldStar. I'm taking my time with the music and I'm brainstorming every step of the way because I don't want to really make mistakes. A lot of people in the game, they make unconscious mistakes, but unfortunately, that won't be me. Make any
I heard
unconscious
that, man.
Mistakes, but because once you put digital stuff out to the world, you can't do no erasing or I want to take that
right.
back.
Right.
You know
how
to go back and pull old school pictures of these superstars and celebrities now and count them and do different things. That's going to be kind of impossible for them to do to me. Plus, I'm keeping myself as rare as possible, like a mink or a Rolls Royce.
Okay. So is your music based on, you know, your life or what's going on, you know, your surroundings?
My music is based on my life, my surroundings, my culture. It's based off Mississippi, it's based off the South, period. It's based off Texas, Houston, Texas lifestyle. My music is based off more streets, more drugs than sex. I talk about women because I'm always constantly around women, so you might get a little pimping out the music, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But more of the fascinating thing that the everyday 9-to-5 worker would like to do, but they can't because they're so busy at work. So they just listen to my music and just they can still feel it on all levels. Like, damn, I feel like this. I feel like this.
That's what's up, my man. But just keep it moving forward.
Absolutely. We're going to stop.
I
hope you're there at the top. I can't wait to see you there.
All right. Chill, man.
All right. Stay up.
All right. Now, Mississippi Sip, you're the CEO of Candy Paint Records. Now, how old was you when you started your label?
I was 19, about to turn 20 at the time when I originally started the label. It was based, I was running with my partner. He had a label that's going, you know, he had a label when he was always busy and meetings and doing different things. But I was his partner. I rolled with him. Everybody got to see the behind the scenes of everything. So they kind of, you know, me and him had a falling out about a female out of all things. And I kind of was at the point where I was, they was putting me on at the point where we separated. And at the time, I had just got a candy red vehicle. I got a car candy painted. You know, I paid a lot of money for that car, and the label was originally Candy Red Records.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, man, you're singling yourself out now to one color, Candy Red Records. That's just one single color. You got 100 different candy paints, candy blue, candy green. So I said, let's just call it Candy Paint Records. Because everybody who asks about the South or see me across the world, they always ask, what, you rap about candy paint? You rap about candy paint and wheels? You rap about candy paint and rims? That's what everybody thinks the South think we do. Just candy paint rims and gold teeth and platinum teeth. So at that time, I said, I'm going to call the label Candy Paint Records and run with it. I did my research on the patent and trademark website, put no other candy paint records out. Nobody owned the domain. I immediately bought that off GoDaddy.com to own it for the rest of my life. And as long as I own the domain names and little stuff like that, I can pretty much move at my own pace with the label. I can go at my own pace. I don't have to rush because I'm not in the competition.
Exactly.
I'm in my own lane. I'm creating my own image, creating my own sport, in a sense, creating my own lingo. Stuff that people don't want to talk about or rap about no more. I'm still keeping that on the map. So that's what Candy Paint Records Foundation is based upon. And for all listeners right now, Make sure y'all always have your paperwork straight. We're the new age now. The internet is huge, you know. We just don't do radio no more. We're on the internet. Get your domain name. Get your domain name together while y'all just throwing your CDN people face with your market writing all over. Get yourself in line, you know. Get ownership.
Exactly.
It's all about ownership nowadays. You can make money from your home. You know, the game will change. If you're not changing with the game, then you're stuck in the mud.
For sure.
Ain't no
for
other
sure.
way to put it.
You're definitely right about that one. Now, did you think your label would be as big as it is now when you first started this?
I did, because I always visualized it being huge, and I always visualized myself being major. I always visualized the things I talk about coming out. You know, they had to present themselves somehow. And being raised up in the church a little bit and being surrounded by the blues music, man, you have nothing but a beast on the rap records at that point, which is me. I have all these different influences, you know. It's not like I'm coming from the North or coming from New York and got lucky and moved in the South at the age of 30 and started rapping. You know, I was born and raised in the country.
Okay.
So I kind of felt it in my heart. I felt it was going to be major.
Right, so that's the attitude you're supposed to have anyway. You know what I mean? That's that attitude you're supposed to have. I'm gonna start this, and I know it's gonna get big. You know what I'm saying? Some people start something, be like, well, I'm just gonna take a chance. If it happens, it happens. If it don't, it don't. That attitude right there is a sign of failure. You know what I mean? Because you're not sure about it. If you got to think about it twice.
Yeah, you telling the universe I'm not confident in nothing to have this, and that's what you're gonna get. Nothing. In return. But me, I spoke the language to the universe and let them know this is what about to happen. I'm in the driver's seat of this jet. We ain't driving a car, we driving jets. I ain't been to flight school, but we driving a jet. And we're going to make this work, we're going to make this happen. You know, I'm so lucky and, you know, I'm so intelligent. I also had multiple sources of income as I was on the rise. You know, a lot of these guys, they don't have that. They're poor, they're struggling, they're beggars. So, they take any type of screw me over deal. They'll do anything just to be on television or be on World Star, or, you know, be a gimmick. I'm one of the lucky ones, you know. I always had multiple sources of income and still do. So I didn't have to, you know, beg for a deal or do any of those things. You know, sell my soul to the devil. I didn't have to do that. You know, if I didn't have any talent or didn't have any other source of income, then maybe, yeah, I would prostitute myself for the majors. But I don't have to, so I appreciate that about myself.
Exactly. That's what it's supposed to be anyway.
To the game. Rich, pay attention to the game, and you're going to see a lot of these guys with these stores. Yeah, I was struggling, been broke my whole life.
Oh, yeah.
Like, man, we tired. We need another type of hero nowadays, you know, in the world. We've been following you
since 1980. All the stories already.
We've heard all these stories, man. It's time for something new to wake us up because we're sleeping. I turn the radio on mute when I ride. If it ain't coming off my Android, you know, something I done put together or some other old classic South music from 1995 till about 1999. I'm not listening to nothing else. The radio's on mute, you know.
Exactly. Mr. P, Master P, about it.
Yeah.
That right there.
Cash money.
Uh-huh.
As far as business, I got a lot of business tips from those guys just watching their movies and stuff like that. And just manipulated into the way we live now.
Exactly. Now, let's talk about your single, Wheel Spinning Low. How did you come up with that title for that single?
Well, Wheel Spinning Low, that came about because I was, like I said, just ordinary at that time. I was just an ordinary street dude. But I always had different vehicles, all the best cars that people dream of and people try to get rich and hit the lottery and get into the rap game to get. I had those vehicles on the street already, all the 24s and 26s and 28s on any car you can think of, Cadillacs, different brand-new $5 and $10 paint jobs. I had that before any deal or any paperwork came across my desk. So the wheel spinning low, it just naturally was born. I mixed it with a nursery rhyme, Toodaloo. I got some wheels spinning low, Toodaloo, my darling. And shit, it took off also.
Yeah.
That's where that comes
it's
from.
Crazy
I just
too.
Got it out the way in advance before anybody come up to me or see me or email me or message me or contact me and say, "Oh, you just another rapper rapping about rims and paint and wheels." I just got my single on out the way. It was going to have to come about eventually, now or later. Every sound, you got to talk about that whip. You got to make your whip song. So that's mine.
Mm-hmm.
That's my lead whip single right there. You know, remind me kind of the old school by 3-6 Mafia. I'm Ride Stunner. It's like a branch off of that, but put my own twist on it, my new school twist on the song.
Yeah, you definitely did. You put an old school, new school twist with it. And that's the object of doing hip hop. You know what I mean? That's how you do hip hop. And we definitely going to get into that right now. All right, Dons and Divas, the number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to speak to Mississippi Sip or stay on the line to hear the show. This is another one of his smashing hits, Wheel Spinning Low. Feel the fire. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Putting these diamonds in your face. And wanna be, y'all can stop hating. And like like the strip say, I'm putting these diamonds in your face. Bitch, boy.
Yo, this is Shippy Chip. You killing it, baby. You killing it.
That's cold, man. That's cold in the game.
You killing it. And we actually have the line set up for you. We have a caller on the line for you. Caller, are you there?
Yo, what's going down, boy? This your boy Black Dog Puna. Your president
there you go
of Candy
right
Bank.
What's up, boy?
What's going down, man?
I'm on the line talking about you and shit. You know, letting the world know what's happening with
us. Yeah.
They definitely know.
That Black Dog Puna, one of my artists right there, man. President of the label. Coming straight out of Lima, Mississippi.
Oh, for real? For real? Okay.
Yeah.
Then, what we speaking
one of the
to
ones I mentioned earlier. Black Dog Puna.
Yeah,
oh,
what's going down, man?
What's going on? So how did y'all link up? If y'all don't mind me asking, how did y'all link up?
Oh, shit, man. We grew up together from the sandbox.
Oh, all right, all right.
Our mamas went to school together.
Oh, so that's right there is what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? So that's like that's brotherly love right there.
Yeah.
100%.
You know what I mean? You got my back, I got yours. I'm there for you, you there for me. You know, it's like you might as well say y'all family. Ain't no question
about
it.
Yeah, you might as well.
Yeah, and regardless whether they think biologically, blood, y'all family biologically. Your moms grew up together, y'all grew up together, and y'all still got that connection where y'all still doing business, and y'all came to the point of doing business together also. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we know a lot about each other, so, you know, that make it even easier for us.
Exactly. You know, I got your back, you got mine. Like I said earlier, you don't have to worry about no funny style business or nothing, because this is your right-hand man. You know him just like you know your right hand. He know you just like he know his left hand. And y'all got it
all
right. Point just like that.
And he got more faith than me that the label definitely was going to take off at that point in time. So that type of power behind you, you can't lose. You're in a win-win situation.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Plus, boy, this sound is, I think every ear I ever play it for love
it. I didn't hear you back. What you said?
I said we got a sound and a story to tell that ain't the world ain't heard.
I definitely do. And like I told Mississippi Ship, he's killing it right now. So I know. If you know, he got you on, you definitely doing your thing also. You know, so we definitely get you up here one day too, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Most definitely.
Up here one day too.
Yeah, you know, right
you know?
Now we got that One Life to Live, the album coming soon by Mississippi Silk. That's what he'll about this.
All right, tell us a little bit about
man.
That.
That's what's happening, man. I'm glad you called in, fool.
For sure.
All right, no, Brad, good looking for calling, but Mississippi, he got these lines blowing up, and I don't want to, I'm running out of time with him. So you can even stay on the line if you want to. If that's up to Mississippi, you want to stay on the line, you know.
Let's
you
get them, let's get them all the people get their questions out or whatever they want to talk about.
Okay, we have another call on the line for you. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How you doing?
All right, you have Mississippi Sip on the line.
Mississippi Sip, how you doing, brother?
I'm real powerful right now. All is well. What's happening?
Yeah, I'm doing well, but I just said, you know, I enjoy your lyrics, man. It's nothing like that, like that that Mississippi tune. You know what I mean? Got a lot of bounce to that, brother. Mississippi, for real.
You know,
Mississippi.
You know, we practice voodoo in the South, so the music don't come out like voodoo.
Yeah. Hey, Mississippi. Yeah,
I'm
your first victim, man. Thanks a lot, brother.
Oh,
I'm your number one fan right about now. I support you. I just want to know something. You're from Mississippi, so what made you choose that name, Mississippi?
Is real popular. That name is popular. You got a lot of people who call themselves Mississippi that's really from Mississippi. You know,
right.
They move to places like Texas, Arizona, Alaska, and they're known as Mississippi. We got guys on the first 48 who's known as Mississippi. So with all that going on in the world, I did my research and, you know, pretty much took legal ownership of the name. I'm just coming from that standpoint. You know, you're going to run into 100 other Mississippis, but you're not going to run into a Mississippi Sip besides me. And if you hear them two together, you ain't got to wonder or guess, oh, that's Mississippi from the south side, that's Mississippi from the north side. Mississippi Sip, we talking about a single individual, which is me, Terry.
Okay.
That's how I came up with that name, man.
All right, so you're just not rapping about it. You are about it, Mississippi, huh?
100%. Rapping.
I got you.
Man, to the death. That's all I know. I don't know nothing else outside of this.
I hear you, brother. It works. It works for you, man.
It's
all good.
It's working. You know we're gonna bring tons of revenue in and share it with the world. You know, I got everything any man could dream of. So, any of my earnings, I'm gonna just share it with the world and keep giving good music and good knowledge out to the streets.
I appreciate that. Let me tell you, I'm from New York. I'm from the Bronx, New York. You way down in Mississippi. And I like your music. You know, all my life I grew up on New York, you know, hip-hop. So I can relate to that. But, you know, but Mississippi, listen, I don't discriminate. Lyrics is lyrics. And I like your lyrics. I'm not saying I like everyone's lyrics, but I'm not talking about everyone. I'm talking about you.
I'm glad you called in, player.
Thank you, man. Please come back.
All right. Hit me on MississippiSip.com, CandyPaintRuckers.com, YouTube.com/SipWard.
Whoa.
So, or just Google my name. You ain't got to run around the world trying to find me. It's simple and easy.
I'm
everywhere. I'm literally all over the place.
Yeah.
So
Google,
that's everywhere you can think of, I'm there. I did my foundation and did my groundwork already. Now I'm living lavish, doing good interviews, you know, with GQ Palace.
Man, you earned your right. You earned your right to be on the map, man. When we look on the map, look for directions, we see Mississippi right there. You on the map, man. That's what it is, right there.
No doubt. He's killing Reverb Nation right now, too.
That's what it is.
That's
exactly.
Amazing, man.
Exactly.
I appreciate this more than anything, man.
Not a problem, brother. Good luck, man, on your journey, man.
All right.
Hey, real, dog.
Peace.
All
right. We have another caller on the line for you, Mississippi Ship. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, you have Mississippi Ship on the line?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. What's up? What up with you?
I just want to say that was very smart, combining the names together and then getting it copywritten. That was very smart. That was very smart in how you set the foundation, and now you're pretty much living large from it. And
absolutely.
Your fan base is crazy. And, you know, like Rich Money said, you're definitely doing an excellent job on Reverb Nation. And I was in here dancing to the wheel spinning low. So I must say, keep doing what you're doing. You're doing an excellent job.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I do.
Anytime.
All right. Rich. Hello?
Yeah, Mississippi Ship.
I'm here.
Yeah. You know, we're running out of time, and I really ain't get to where I want to get to you at. But what I want to ask you is, what's your inspiration and goals as becoming an up-and-coming artist?
Well, my inspiration right now is just, you know, staying well-rounded and everything and just populating a lot of positive people like yourself and your staff and keeping those type of individuals who's actually headed towards the same goals as me to become wealthy and help others. You know, that's some of my main inspiration. And a lot of goals I already accomplished at such a young age, but right now my main goal is to stay alive, keep living, and I want to see everybody smile. I just want to see everybody happy with all this depressing news and all the information we get, you know, from governments, and they want to confiscate the internet from us and all the negativity. I just want everybody to always smile. And just always know everything will definitely work out. We're here for a reason. So enjoy and shine, and don't let nobody on the earth stop you. Outshine everybody. This is not a competition. There's enough room and enough wealth and money for everybody. We will never run out of stuff.
Exactly. Now, let me ask you one more question. You know, now, you were so young and going through a lot at such a young age, and was forced to relocate to Virginia, Washington, D.C. in 1998. Did that stop you from doing your music?
No, that even made it stronger because I had a difficult time trying to keep the fan base in Mississippi. You can't be in two places physically at one time. You can mentally be in 50 places, but physically, I can't be in Mississippi and be in Virginia and D.C. all in one. So that made me even push harder to stay connected with the South and keep the love and the support from Mississippi and the South going strong. So I even, you know, back then I even worked harder to get to this point than I'm at now, which is why I'm just literally all over the place. And you're going to constantly keep hearing about me on every block from this day forward.
You know, Mississippi Sip, I really want to thank you for joining us tonight. But what I want you to do, I want you to give the listeners all your information you got, where they could hear your music, your shout-outs. I want you to do all that right now.
Already. What's happening, listeners? You know, pretty much.
Well, I don't mean to cut you off, but what I also want you to do, if you have any performances coming up, let them know about that, too.
I got you covered, soldier. First of all, I want to show much love to GQ Palace, Lavina, and everybody and your whole staff over there, Rich. But for all the listeners, y'all can catch me. Just Google my name, Mississippi Sip. Any combination you want to type it, or even if you type Sip or anything dealing with Leland, Mississippi, I come up on the first page. My real name is Terry Briscoe, so I own that domain, terrybriscoe.com, which leads to Mississippi Sip. You can also catch me on Reverb Nation, which I own that, my domain for Reverb, which is mississippisip.com. If you want to go to the generic domain, it's reverbnation.com/mississippisip. But I prefer you just hit mississippisip.com or candypaintrecords.com. And, of course, I'm on Twitter, at Mississippi Sip.
Oh, okay, okay. Now, I really must tell you, it's been an honor having you on. But I'm trying to, like, I can't even get rid of you because there's still some things I want to ask you. You know what I mean? I just got to ask you one more question. You know I told you we run out of time, but you know what? I'm feeling the flow of your style. You know, we vibing and everything right now, and I'm really feeling that right now. You know what I'm saying? So what I want to ask you is, at the time you was with the Vice Lords, did that stop you from doing your music?
That didn't stop me from doing my music. Being with the Vice Lords and the PLs in Mississippi, which is the IVL, Insane Vice Lords, 55 All as well, it really brought me up to be a man and become a thinker. Because with that Vice Lord, it ain't just about gang banging and wearing colors and killing everybody you see in sight. It's not about that. It's also a literature and a knowledge part about it, which led me to my intelligence. So that just got me. That put me on steroids from a thinking as a man standpoint. So that was one of the best things that ever happened to me, being introduced to the VL Nation by my homeboy Edward Flowers way back in middle school, in Leland Middle School. My boy Edward Flowers, we call him Snit. He's in penitentiary right now, so hopefully he come home soon and I can connect with him and also help him become extremely wealthy. That's one of my plans and goals I got for the future. Also, to help a lot of my partners and homeboys know about, you know, being wealth conscious at all times. So, the Vice Lords
in the pack, it helped me. Okay. So, last question for real, Mississippi. So, if you had the chance to change something in your life from the past, would you?
Right now, I can't think of nothing negative that I want to change, because all the negative things, even doing little small jail times here and there, help me to flip to the full positive side, because I know what the negative side feel like. So no, I wouldn't change nothing, bro. Because I didn't really live too much of a harsh life from a poverty standpoint. You know, I always had everything I needed and wanted, or anything I possibly desired. I always had it at the snap of my finger. But I still had to dodge bullets at the same time. So you know, those type of situations. So I wouldn't want to change nothing, Rich.
I feel you. Mississippi Sip, I really, really want to thank you again for joining us this evening. It's been an honor having you on, and you know you're welcome back to GQ Palace anytime.
I will be back to GQ Palace. Thank y'all. Tell Lavina much love, and I appreciate it.
No doubt.
I got that.
All right, Don. All right, Mississippi Sip, one love, baby. We're going to do what we got to do to get you out there fast. I know you don't need it, but we still going to do what we got to do. You know what I mean?
Already.
It's all love.
All right, player.
All right.
Shouts out to GQ. I'm going to holler.
No doubt. All right, Dons and Divas. Coming up next, Terrence Davis, one of the biggest promoters in New York, doing his thing, letting us know where it's going down this weekend. We will also be talking to him about him managing HBG record label. So stay right there and don't move. We'll be right back. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment.
It's butter, baby!
For sure.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Yeah. Come on.
One of the artists on the line too as well, Noon Baller. Say what up to him.
Yeah, what's up, what's up?
Oh,
it's Noon Baller
coming on.
Oh, you should, chillin', man.
So we definitely going to link up with you, too, also. You know, once Terrence let us know what's going on, like I told him, it's all love and entertainment here. You know, just let us know what it is. You know?
Look, man.
Now, Terrence, you are also one of the biggest promoters in New York. So,
I'm a good promoter. I don't want to take that crown yet, man. You know, I'm humble with
man,
it.
I've been to one of your joints. I was there. So I'm going to give you that crown. One of the biggest New York promoters. You understand? I was at your joint, and you definitely doing it big. You know what I'm saying?
You're definitely
doing it big. If I felt you were doing that big, I'm not the type that'll discriminate or bite my tongue or be like, well, you know, okay, if that's how you feel. But by me being at one of your, I know how you're doing it. You understand?
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
I mean, we thought
it's good to be
people.
Humble. You know, it's good to be humble, but when you definitely got it, you got it. You know what I'm saying? And you're definitely doing it.
I mean, I'm trying to do it for the BX, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of people they talk that city and all that, you know, they like to go to parties in the city. So what I'm basically trying to do is bring the city to the Bronx right now, you know what I mean, and bring that type of flavor here and turn it up here because, you know, I'm Bronx original. So that's all I'm basically trying to do for me and my team right now.
And I definitely respect you on that. Now, what made you start doing promotional events?
It all started, like, with music, you know what I mean? Like, I'm really, like, heavy. I really like music, and I always wanted to, you know what I mean, find a way to just interact and touch different artists, you know what I mean? So I kind of figured, you know, a lot of artists, you can catch them in the club, you know what I mean? So it's just, like, I personally felt like I got a nice following. I got a lot of people that, you know, support me and what I'm doing. So, you know, my people, my team, HBG, all we do is party, so we might as well take it to the next level and bring it to the club and do different type of events and get people attention. And, you know, that's just going to help. You know, it was a nice little marketing strategy I thought about, and it actually came to life. So, you know, I'm just glad that everything worked out well, and I'm just trying to take it further than, you know, where I got it at right now.
Oh, I can definitely respect that. Now, as being a promoter, I know sometimes it's like a hustle game because you got to get printing the pictures and all that, and you got to get the flyers, and you got to get the tickets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Explain that to us.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's really a hustle. It's like really a job. You know what I mean? You got to be on point with your flyers. You know what I mean? Certain events, you do got to have tickets. You just got to be well prepared. Like, you just can't go at an event and just throw it out there and say, listen, I'm going to just do this event. You know, you just got to really structure everything and put everything in order. And number one thing about certain events, you just got to have a theme. You know, without a theme, every party is just a party. So when you got, like, a theme and you, like, you came to the 80s joint, you know what I mean? We did the 60s, 80s classic joints. Like,
uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
That's certain things that, you know, we're trying to do, basically. We're trying to separate ourselves and just, you know, do different things. We all going to get caught up in little certain things, but we just, you know, we on a whole nother level with ours. So we're trying to take it to sky's the limit when it comes to the parties when HBG throw them, you know what I mean?
Right. And y'all definitely doing it big. And like I said, because I was there, so it ain't like I wasn't there and didn't see it. I seen it, so I was like, wow.
Yeah.
All right, definitely doing it. Now,
nah, we doing, man.
Now, what I want to get into right now is, now, you also the manager of HBG Record Label. Tell us about that.
I mean, I got my artist on the line right now. You know, that's why I really brought him on. It's like, you know, we all grew up together. It's a record label. It's Highbridge, you know what I mean, records. So it's like, I mean, it's just a family record label, so I really got him on the line to just explain a little bit more, explain, you know, what is he doing in the record label and, you know, more on what we're trying to do and what we're trying to accomplish.
All right, so, you know, explain, you know, get with it, let us know what's going on. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, well, basically, Highbridge is where we're from, a small section in the Bronx, and records is what we make, so we decided to put that together. And we're going to try to do it big. Basically, I'm an up-and-coming artist in the Bronx. I'm almost there. And my team, we're almost there, man. We're going to do what we do.
Now, with you being a part of HBG, right?
Right.
Was it something that y'all just linked together? And I was like, all right, you know, you came up to, you know, Terrence Davis. It was like, all right, I got this label, and I want to link up together with y'all. Did y'all think of this together, like, all right, let's start this label, HBG, this is where we're from, and this is how we're going to do this?
Yeah, kind of felt like that. I actually felt like that. Actually, it was like we played around with it. It was like, oh, we actually got some talent. And we all from the same neighborhood. We all grew up together. So we said, you know what? We came to a conclusion. And when we came to the conclusion, that's what we decided we would do. And actually, this is where we at now.
Okay. You know what?
Sky's the limit, too, man. Like, sky's the limit. Not to cut you off, man. Like, you know, we got, you know, the CEO, you know, Glory. We got other CEO, manager, Ty. You know what I mean? Like, we got, it's just so much more, like, you know what I mean, with this team. Like, you can have a record label, but then you can have the same team promote parties and turn it into an ENT. You know what I mean? And then next thing you know, from the ENT into a record label, you just turn it into a brand. Next thing you know, it goes into a clothing line. So, it's just basically, it's just bigger than just a record label, an ENT as far as parties. You know what I mean? It's just like a movement. You understand what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, you got to come up in this movement with people that you grew up with. You know what I mean? And that's your day one people, because that's the only people that's going to be loyal, man. So it's like, it's just, man.
That's the number one key,
man.
In this. Loyalty is the number one thing in our
exactly.
circle. In our record label, it's loyalty. You ain't got loyalty, you ain't got nothing. How y'all gonna succeed? Everybody not together.
Exactly.
But that's one thing that's keeping us alive. We got a lot of loyalty and motivation.
And y'all definitely doing it. And what I want to do, I want to get into another single off your record label. That first single we played when we introduced, it was Things You
Do. That was
Clue.
That was Clue.
That was Clue, right? Things You Do.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
No doubt. And that was off your label. That was another artist off your label, right?
Yeah. That was Clue.
I could imagine. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to get into the second single, Reachable Stars.
Tell
us a little bit about that before we get into it.
Reachable Star, that's another obvious song coming off of Clue, you know. It's for the ladies, man. Like, basically, it's for the ladies. Like, you know what I mean? It's an old tune, you know what I mean? It'll take you back into them real R&B days. You know, ladies, y'all not really listening. Y'all not hearing good R&B these days. And that's the market we trying to tap in right now, some original soul, you know, quality. You know what I mean? Y'all got more music. We got as far as hip-hop that y'all going to play from the East BG camp. But right now, that Reachable Star right there is just that soul music, you know, that two-step. You know, you want to bring that two-step back out. You want to bring that, you know them people that can't dance, but they only got that two-step with them?
Right.
You throw a Reachable Star and you just find yourself, you know what I mean? So that's what we're trying to do, give y'all some good music just to vibe to, that everybody can vibe to, white, Chinese, Spanish, black, everybody, mob wives, you know what I mean? I want mob wives dancing to the music, you know what I mean?
I feel you. Ain't even no more to say after that. All right, Dons and Divas, the number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to speak to Terrence Davis, a baller from the HBG group, or stay on the line to hear the show. This right here is another smashing single off the record label, HBG. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment.
It's butter, baby! This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Let's loosen up a bit.
I don't know the danger, because you're playing hard to get. I'll get you, bet I will. Bet I'll get you, bet let's deal. I'm a threat, you know the drill. I'm a go in for the kill.
Cause you
Mooney and them, they some wild boys, you know what I'm saying? So when you party with guys like them and then, you know, all the ladies is around, they can get crazy. But me, like, unfortunately, I'm not really, I have a son, you know what I mean? I'm a single dad. I'm a well, good dad. I take care of my son really well.
Yeah,
and,
shout out to that. Shout out,
you know,
to
what
that.
I mean? Shout out to them single father. So at the end of the day, like, I don't really have to go through that. But as far as somebody that's in a relationship, it can get crazy because you're dealing with a lot of females, and there's always a lot of females around. So, you know, females always want to be around what's hot. Not to say, you know, I'm not coming at ladies, but I'm just saying most females that come out, they always want to be around the dudes that's doing something. So I just try to, you know, I just try to stand in the in crowd and just do what we do.
Okay, I definitely hear you on that one. Now, what's the worst thing about being a promoter?
It got just good and it got a good and bad, you know, things. It's like a lot of people, you know you, like a lot of people know you and you really don't know them. Like, I know that's one thing that, you know, that becomes a problem because it's like your name gets out there, like, you know what I mean? And then, you know what I mean? It's good things. There's always good and bad things to everything you do at the end of the day, but you just got to make it work. You know what I'm saying? Anything you do in life, you just got to make it work. And it got to balance off. And if it doesn't really benefit, then it's just not worth doing it. And, you know, right now, which is benefit. And like I said, it's not about a party neither. It's like, I'm trying to bring my people in, like, you know what I mean? When you got a following and you got people that believe in what you're doing, they come out and support you, it just leads on to other things. Like, I just try to switch it off and throw it in the music now. Like, all right, I like my parties. Well, guess what? I got these artists that I'm dealing with, too. Come and support them as well, and we're going to just keep it going. Because a lot of people promote, but, like, one thing I try to do different, people come out and see me, I take care of them. You know what I mean? If I tell you come out and part of me, I'm taking care of you like you're my family. You know what I mean? So you don't always want to come back out.
I definitely vouch for you on that.
You know what I'm saying? So people gonna be like, nah, go mess with Terrence, man. Terrence is cool, man. He'll make sure you have fun when you come out. He'll show you love, man. So that's all it is with me, man.
And see, I got time to ask you one more question because I definitely want to have y'all back on for our slot, you know. But I got time to ask you one more question. And what I want to ask you is, if I wanted to start doing promotional events, what's some good advice you could enlighten me with to try to have a successful event?
Basically, just have a good theme, man. It's all about that theme. You have a good theme, you know what I mean? You gotta get a certain demographic of people, you know what I mean? You got to target a certain demographic. And when you know you can lock in to a certain people and certain theme that they like, that'll say, you know what? You got to ask yourself, too, what party would I come out to? Like, would I go to this party or would I go to that party? And then you just get a lot of people that, you know, agree what you like and then, you know what I mean? You work on that. You just stay on one thing and one theme, and then you just attack those people that you know that's going to come out and support your party, and then it just go from there, man.
All right. Because you know what, Terrence? I want to have y'all back on because the line is lit up, and everybody is listening, but they're not pressing. And I'm giving you my word to my kids. The line is crazy, but they listening. You understand? And I want to have y'all back on an hour slot. And we're going to get in touch with y'all and let y'all know exactly when I have y'all back on and everything. But what I want y'all to do right now is let them know, Terrence, let them know when's your next function, how they can get in touch with you, where it's going to be at, where you had your function, give your shout out to Bola. I want y'all to do the same thing. So I'm going to relax right here, grab my cup, and let y'all do it.
I let Noon go. No, I go first and then Noon goes on that. Sunday, you know, we at Tyrese, we at the Paradise Theater, you know what I mean, we're going to shut that down. And tomorrow, I'm bugging, tomorrow we at the Candy Rounds, you know, that's each and every Saturday, that ain't going nowhere, we shutting down the BX with that. Tyrese
one of the
Sunday,
biggest parties.
Yeah, in the BX, you can catch us March 15th, Rick Ross, Prince Montana. You catch me at Twitter, T. Davis Music, at T. Davis Music, Facebook, Terrence Davis / Facebook, you already know. We here, we doing it all big, you already know. Holla them, Mooney.
Yeah, you already know, man. You can catch me on YouTube at Hobbit Records TV and a couple videos that I'm doing what we do, man. And same thing,
Make sure you get them your Twitter.
My Twitter is give them everything. Twitter, Reverb Nation, SoundCloud, Global 14, YouTube, everything.
Yeah, man.
YouTube is Hobbit Records TV. My Twitter is at Noonballer HBG. And Facebook is Noonballer.
All right.
Shout out to the whole HBG fam, too. Shout out to everybody that's listening.
All right. Yeah, and I'm dead. Just word to my kids. I just look at the switchboard again. It's crazy.
Yeah, man, we need that. We need that. We need that hour, man. We gotta, you know what it is? We gotta tell people what it is. Make sure they do it.
I'm going to give y'all an hour slot. We're going to get in touch with y'all. We're going to get an hour slot going. Because y'all got to keep this just crazy right now. You know what I mean? And I definitely want to give y'all an hour slot. I got to show y'all love because that's what it's about, love and entertainment. And I appreciate y'all taking the time out, you know, to come and, you know, join us. But we definitely going to get y'all that hour slot. Ain't no question about it.
Appreciate it, man.
Usually we get promoted. You know, I get promoted as a half an hour because, you know, I feel like, you know, they're kind of busy or whatever. But, you know, y'all, I ain't even going to lie to you. I didn't even know about the record label. I just recently found out about it, and I was like, wow. And I heard the artist, and I'm like, whoa, this is crazy. This sounds just crazy. And y'all doing it big. Y'all doing it real big right now. And I honor y'all on that. And that's my word. I really honor y'all on that. You know?
Appreciate that,
but like
man.
I said, like Charles Noon, I really want to thank y'all. Y'all definitely coming back on for that hour slot. Ain't no question about it.
Appreciate that, man. Appreciate that.
No doubt. All right, Dons and Divas, coming up next for the last part of our segment, here to finish their interview from last week, our special guest appearance, two of the hottest pioneers in the building, Super Lover C and Casanova Run. That's right. They here in the building. We will be playing two of their exclusive singles, Nobody Heard. Feel free to call in and give your advice on their tracks. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment.
It's butter, baby!
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
His name is still seldom telling it. Simple because I hide it, but super loving be getting them. Causing the girls to freak the funky jams and I be kicking them. Point to any girl as I rap, they will be quoting. Also scoping and hoping I was a man because I'm doping. Girls love the love of a god, say I'm a one record man. Notice and you find I go back and I double check it, man. Yo, my record's hype, unlike ones that you play a semi. Soup, you plan to rock or something fair? Oh, am I? Pumped to make you jump, so throw my beat on and loop it. Thinking that the lover ain't funky, dope and you're stupid. I'm still your entertainer, causing you to get down. Bust a soup and rock it, pump without doing the James Brown. James Brown.
I got him right, pump it up.
My name is AKA Super Choreographer, freaking the funky dope maneuver. You claim another's rougher, but I don't care about who you know. Super lover's dope, man, so block off your dime fool, you know. Claiming you're a lover, but girl will still not be telling me. Rushing me like I was a guy, so what is you telling me? Yo, I'm introducing the things I seldom uncover. My beauty's my mark of birth, and my middle name is the lover. So whether I dance or whatever I do sing, girls, I got them locked, won't be the same old routine. No doubt me is a lover, my job is done, and I'm being one. Loving every girl, but I'm only liking and seeing one. Super, super. Girls, I got them locked into every funky party my jam is on and then rockin' too. Simple, my entertaining makes them get down. So bust a soup and rock it, pump without doing the James Brown. James Brown.
Girls, I got them locked, pump it up. I got you. Girls, I got them locked, pump it up. I got you. Girls, I got them locked, pump it up. I got you. Girls, I got them locked, pump it up. I got you.
Yo, don't ever touch a girl owned by me or I ruin ya. Slap you with my mic simultaneously as I'm doing ya. First, I owned one of them. From you took some of them. Now my job is flying, position is simply running them. Truth, they call me Soup, but hey, call me no other man. Super Lover C, or you see, or Super Lover Man, or either Calente, but here's a brief in reality. Me's out in Puerto Rican, but black is my nationality. Pumped to make them jump, and the girls, I owe them a visit. Said I said it's a blizzard, but just what type of blizzard is it? But Super is a storm, and the microphone's what I'm speaking to. Maneuvers cause the wind, and the thunder's the beat you're freaking to. Soaping up a show and performing, we are enhancing. Super Rudd is doing work, but she's funk is doing a dance. Entertaining, hyping up, but causing you to get down. Super Rudd be doing work, but ain't doing the James Brown. James Brown.
Girls, I got them locked, pump it up. I got you. Girls, I got them locked, pump it up. I got you. Girls, I got them locked, pump it up. I got you. Girls, I got them locked, pump it up.
I got you. Maybe to your rappers a language that should be foreign. Cause motivated, positive, funky rap you be barring. Your vocals just be starting for super edits.
and lyrical. Lines that get them jumping and frantic and all the lyrical. Similar to reaction I get when girls will be listening to my funky jazz and my picture cover the kitchen. And my super rappers real, and I'm not here to just play fans. Get stupid and I take a rap to bust your whole mainframe. So every funky jam I get ill on, make sure you hear of it. One just took your girl, so don't front like you ain't aware of it. I'm your entertainer, causing you to get down. So bust a soup and rock your pump without doing the James Brown. James Brown.
I got 'em locked, pump it up.
Dons and Divas, welcome back to the last segment of the show. And with me right now, I have Super Lover C, and we're going to get in touch with Casanova Rob. But right now, I have Super Lover C. Super Lover, welcome to the show. Soup, what's going on? Soup, are you there?
Okay, can you hear me?
All right, Soup, I can hear you now. I can hear you now.
Okay.
I really want to thank you for coming back, you know, and joining us. We're going to get it right. He already explained he's going to come in, and he's going to catch on up with us and everything. But let's get into Super Lover C right now. What's going on?
Everything is good, my brother. It's good to be back here on GQ. You know what time it is. You know we support all day.
All right. Now, I know... You know, we heard some of our solo acts, you know, solo projects. Now, you also have a solo project coming out, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I got a solo project coming out right now. I don't have a name for it yet, but I definitely have a project I'm working on right now. Slowly but surely putting it together. I have a couple of producers, some out of New York. I have a brother, Life Lava, out of Atlanta, and some tracks that I actually produced myself. So, yeah. The project is coming along really good.
All right, so you did your own production this time.
I actually been producing. I mean, myself and Rudd produced our first album, engineered by Paul C. And I think Paul C actually had one track on it, I Got a Good Thing. But yeah, by all means, Captain Rudd and I produced the first album, a lot of the tracks in the first album. Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, let me ask you, what made you decide to want to go do a solo project?
Don't know. Let me be honest with you. I've been working here in Charlotte, North Carolina for a while. I've been working with a lot of artists. Some were successful for a moment, some weren't. But I always had a lot of advice, a lot of things that I did know that needed to be done. And, you know, I decided that, you know what, after so many years, and I've been here for about 11 years in Charlotte, North Carolina, after so many years of giving advice and actually recording, because I had a recording studio here and I was actually recording a lot of the acts in the area. I said, you know what, maybe it's time for me to get back on, because I actually never stopped. You know, I actually recorded tracks for years. For 22 years I've been recording tracks. I just haven't released them all. So I didn't, I stayed exercising the ability to create and make music. So I've always been able to do it. So I've never stopped.
Okay. So, you know what I want to do right now? I want to talk about your single, Ain't Ready. Let's talk about that.
Okay.
How did you come up with the concept for that single?
It was really, you know, it's funny because part of it was personal and part of it was, you know, for the world, you know what I mean? So, you know, here I am coming back, and I think, again, part of it came from the fact that of a lot of advice. Like, I mean, I've worked with a lot of acts that really have some good music, but it's good music in the box. So Ain't Ready came from some personal situations with women. Some of it came from, you know, situations with artists. And it's like I found myself again, you know, saying, hey, it's time for me to regroup, start over, and here I am. You know what I mean? So I'm starting over, and I'm actually doing what I like to do. So Ain't Ready is pretty much here's Super Lover C coming back, Ain't Ready. I mean, and I just believe some people may not be ready for it. You know what I mean?
I feel you. I don't think they are. So we're going to get into that right now. All right, Dons and Divas, the number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to speak to Super Lover C and Casanova Rod. He should be on after this single. This is Super Lover C, smashing single, Ain't Ready. Remember where you heard it first, GQ Palace, Lava Entertainment.
It's butter, baby!
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Sip, sip. No packs, no crews, no groups, no dudes, just grown women who proven to me they all ready. No raps, no shoes, swag mad, hot moves, and got the memo on Super Lover C already. I'm still hot, little dude, still rock, little dude. I've been listening, little homie, you show ready. Real shots, real moves, still pops, little dude, already christened this industry, homie, yo, petty. I bet two chicks, two bricks, two spits. I'm still a 4-5 with a 4-5, you 2-5. A 4-5 with a 4-5 and a few chicks. A 4-5 with a 4-5 and a few clips. I had enough of that slow fire and loose chips. Corporate America showed high and loose chicks. I can't remember making money prior to booth spitting. Annual November's counting money, lying with cute women. See, when I said I was coming back, wasn't bullshitting. Sitting no money, riding European with bull shifting. Not responsible for the disrespect your crew's getting. Fully responsible for the disrespect your booze giving. I'm not a boss that holds no remorse and booze driven. And don't endorse and think killing dudes is a cool living. I'm just gonna waltz in here and take back what I do pimping. And keep on grinning and do what I do all through linen. No packs, no crews, no groups, no dudes, just grown women who proven to me they all ready. No raps, no shoes, swag bad, hot moves, and got the memo on Super Lover C already. I'm still hot, little dude, still rock, little dude. I've been listening, little homie, you show ready. Real shots, real moves, still pops, little dude, already christened this industry, homie, yo, petty. I bet two chicks, two bricks, two spits. When I squeeze a 4-5, you'll fold out, take a huge dip. A fall guy, victim of a confused chick. A poor guy in the system couldn't abuse it. A poor fry who just sits and listens to music. I know why he's addicted to its amusement. The most high gave me rhythm and tend to use it. With a 4-5, that's magnificent, lit and lucid. See, when I said I was coming back, wasn't bullshitting. Sitting no money, riding European when pool shifted. Not responsible for the disrespect your crew's getting. Fully responsible for the disrespect that booze giving. Oh, yeah, of course, to be feelers law. That's some cool getting. Some pissing off and them haters talk. And fools tripping. Breaking guitars and debating brawl. On who's hitting. Take me, I'm yours, now you're dating stars. Of two kisses.
Ain't ready.
Super. I don't think they're ready, yo. I don't think they're ready. They ain't ready. And we actually have Casanova Rudd on the line right now. Rudd, you there?
Yeah, I'm good. What's good, family? It's five, and I'm here.
What's going on, Rudd?
What's up,
we're
going to
get into you know, same old, same old. We're going to get into your single next, you know.
Nice.
But I want to ask y'all, you know, let me ask y'all this. I know y'all went on tour with Salt and Pepper, Kid and Play, and Ice-T when y'all first started up. What was that experience like? Let the listeners know what that was like when y'all first went on tour with them.
All right, well, I just tell you right now, Eazy-E from NWA, they used to call us the juvenile rape game because we was raping the women when we was out there in Cali, that's for sure. We was on tour with NWA, too. But the experience, man, just doing shows in those big venues that hold like 14,000, 20,000 people, and everybody screaming for you, you know what I mean? It was incredible, man. The after the show aspect of being around all the, you know, prestigious artists that we was doing shows with, it's an experience of a lifetime, and I will never forget it, that's for sure.
Now, let me ask the both of y'all this. With the both of y'all doing solo projects, what can the listeners expect to hear from Super Lover C and Casanova Ruff?
Well, in regards to definitely being solo projects, it's going to be a lot of diversity. Especially with my particular stuff, you know, I'm doing all types of stuff. I'm doing political stuff, talking about situations, talking about just, you know, different perspectives, being in, like, someone else's shoes. So, you know, I try to record as the mood is going, you know what I mean? I get a track from somebody, or if I make something, the mood of the record dictates what I'm going to talk about. So I don't really have, like, a pattern or how to go about it. There's no, like, no blueprint. I'm just going from the heart on my aspect.
Right, and I kind of second that, too. It's almost like, it's really about the mood that the music kind of puts you in at the time, and you know, because there's a whole lot, you know, we in our 40s, man, almost 50s. So you're talking about a lifetime worth of stuff, you know, close to a lifetime worth of stuff, and different experiences. So there is a lot to talk about. So I do second that with Rudd.
All right.
And one more thing, I want to clean up what Rudd just said. No, we were not raping the women.
No,
we were not raping.
I mean, you know what I'm saying. What I'm saying, you know, this is some hip hop lingo. You get it?
You get it?
Rudd, when you start talking about, you know, when you're talking to the public, you know how certain people take things out of text. And if you watch the presidential race, you see how that goes. But technically what it is, yes, we had a lot of women that was interested in us, and, you know, we were young. We had our time.
Yo, we was raping them, yo. Fuck all that, yo.
Yeah.
No,
we have a caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, what's up?
What's going on? Yeah, Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd.
Yeah, yo, man. Rape them. Get all you can get. Fuck what the public thinks. This is Jeff, man.
Okay, where you at?
I'm in South Carolina.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, but hey, do what you gotta do. If it calls for raping them, rape them. long as they keep coming back.
I don't want to make you do the show, though, so you can go on to the next comment. You're trying to
get people jail charges, man. No, man, I'm just saying, I know what they meant, you know. I'm just saying, y'all brothers got it going on. Super Lover, that was a nice hit, man. You know, y'all brothers need to keep up the good work and be in your age range. It's a lot of young cats can't text y'all.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it, man. Thanks a lot. Yo, I know people definitely appreciate it.
No problem.
Yo, my bad. You got a lot of background noise. I'm out in the streets, yo, right now. So I ain't hustling, but I'm out for work. But I'm ready to go right down into the train as soon as I get off this interview. So
you
my
said
bad.
Rape him if you're going to rape him. But you know what? Wow.
I got the next single.
Right, I want to get into your single right now real fast. You know, wow, Rayful, if you're going Rayful. This is what hip-hop's about. Tell us a little bit about that single.
Well, I'm sorry, repeat the question. My bad.
I want to get into your single, This Is What Hip-Hop's About. Tell us a little
right.
bit about that.
Well, you know, it was just like when I heard the beat, it just gave me a feel. It sounded like it was hip-hop, you know what I mean? Because hip-hop is like a happy-go-lucky feel. It's not about really being too political or conscious about nothing. It's just like feeling the vibe. And you like an instrument as well, going on top of the other instruments, and you making it hip-hop. You dig?
No doubt. All right, Dons and Divas. This is some new flavor from Casanova Red. This is what hip-hop's about. Remember where you heard it first. GQ Palace. Love and entertainment. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Yo, what's poppin'? This is Casanova Rudd, and you're tuned in to GQ Palace.
Back it again, I will never stop. I stay switching up my sound like this, I get unorthodox. But stay true to the game, faithful to it like it's orthodox. So Christian, while you listen, I'll be pissing haters off a lot. Like urinals at your funeral, I picked you out a lot. That's godforsaken in the earth you quake, I left an aftershock. Made your mommy tsunami, hope you know she's on my job. Cause I get athletic with it, my etiquette be off the chart. Been hot since awesome to Marley, more red alert and Chuck chill out. Ever since Uncle Rob put me on video music box, killing shows at Latin Quarter. The red parrot and rooftop, known for doing the jeans, having all the girlies locked. 25 years in the game and it's still in a nigga heart. While you standing on corner staring, I'm just calling you block watch. Tenant patrol what I'm building like penthouse. I stay on top above the ground and out of jail. You know I'm thinking out the box. I got more 60s than the Army, Navy, and Marines. My mental capacity's like an unlimited magazine. To light you up and lead the way like lanterns filled with kerosene. Call your girls to jump on me, you start flipping like trampoline. Your lady mean my gift to gavel, gas her up like gasoline. Plus you kinda regular with me, you dealing with Supreme. Being coming from the old school, so I'm OGing. Off on you, pause, off on her, I'm just skeeting. I ain't messing around if she sees she ovulating. She calls me baby daddy, but we don't have no children. Shit, I strike it down her lane, knock it down both lanes. Slide off with a cold, I guess you can call that ice skating. Nah, ma, you can't lock me down, I'm just speed dating. And if that hotel, my service will get 5-star rating. I Obama your mama, cause she said it's time for change. Casanova player president, no need for debating.
So, I want everybody to know that is the new theme song for GQ Palace. That,
y'all appreciate
that,
man.
Right,
like,
there,
I'm,
you went bananas on it.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that, man.
I'm not
having
lying
a lot of fun
to you.
Doing this too right now. I'm having a lot of fun.
You went bananas on it. Ain't no question about it. Your flow, as soon as you started off, you just started killing them. Now,
I appreciate it.
How did you come up with that title and everything?
Yeah, I'm telling you, when I heard the beat, because I'm on SoundCloud. That's a live streaming music website, and you can get on there for free. You can follow people. You can get tracks from people. I got a track from this kid called B Nice, and he didn't really get a lot of plays on his site, but I noticed him, and then I heard the track. It just instantly gave me a vibe to like spit it like that. And it's actually the formula how Soup used to spit it back in the days. With his wordplay and how he weave it back and forth. So I kind of incorporate that with a new little bit of style and my own little feel to it, and that's what I came up with.
Yeah, you definitely, that's bananas right there. It's definitely bananas right there. Now, we had lost Soup, but I think we got him back on the line. Soup, you there? I thought we had him back on the line. But let me ask you till Soup come back on. Now, how do you feel about the rap game? Like, right now, like, I was speaking to an up-and-coming artist, and like he said, you know, he feel like the rap game now ain't sending out no messages. You know, they just talking yabba-yabba right now. You know what I mean? And a part of me agree with certain rappers that's doing it right now. They're not sending out messages that they're supposed to be sending out. What they're doing is they're sending out materialistic styles for the kids, which is good, but it's not giving them a positive message. How do you feel about that?
Oh, yeah, I agree with you 100%. But, you know, just like anything in life, when you see someone successful at doing something and they're not actually being successful at what they're doing themselves, they always incorporate whatever someone else is doing into their style or pattern their style behind it, even mimicking them, you know what I mean? So it's and it's like right now, there's no quality control. Like, no one's, like releasing the songs to be heard. Like, everybody's stuff can release. They can release it themselves on the Internet. So it's just a whole bunch of stuff you got to filter out, because there are people out there that's doing positive messages and other things like that, but it's hard to be heard because, you know, so much other things that's not positive that's being oversaturated, you know what I mean? There's too much of it. So it's hard for certain artists to stick out. And, you know, just like anything, it's a trend, you know, and it's a cycle. Like, when I first started liking hip-hop, it was messages, you know what I mean? And then it went into, like, the wordplay when Me and Soup was out. And then it went to, like, the gangster rap and that the West Side stuff. And now it's more of a pop feel and more of, like, a crossover feel and more of a party thing. Because when you notice now, more people are more doing more chorus type of songs. They're not even really spitting lyrics. It's more about the chorus. They want everybody to chant it and be in the club. It's not always about being in the club. There's a lot of people that can't get in the club. So how are you talking about the club? You know what I mean? You got to talk about more variety than what people are listening to. But, you know, it's hard to get it out because nobody wants to hear that, because they just hear something else and they kind of brainwashed to it. You know what I mean? So it's hard. But I'm going to be doing that. I've got songs right now. I'm talking about writings on the wall, talking about, you know, the way that the government is selling us out, like Babylon, you know what I mean? And, like, you know, you better read the writing on the wall, because we over here just doing a whole bunch of other stuff. When real things are going on, we need to pay attention, because we're going to lose focus, and we're going to all be lost. We're going to all perish. So we got to all wake up. I got songs, all types of stuff, and I'm trying to promote stuff like that as well. But you also need to keep the original hip-hop feel as well, which means be creative with your own self, and don't tie yourself behind nobody. Be your own self.
I feel you. We actually have a call on for you. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
You have Casanova Red on the line. And I don't mean to cut you off, but go ahead.
I heard the other track as well, Ain't Ready by Super Lover T. And I just want to make sure that when you made the statement as far as raping the women, that was pertaining to the message you guys were sending out, like at that, you know, time where, okay, they're not ready. And then at the time as well where they were, you know, you guys were coming out with Girls Got Unlocked and Do the Jane, that was in the aspect of what you were putting out at that time.
Well, you know, right? I'm sorry, yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
No, I think I understand where you're coming from. Don't get it wrong when I said raping. I mean, I haven't used that word. I might have used that word the first time in the last 20 years. But that's not my demeanor. I'm not like that. I'm a positive person. I was just it was just lingo. I wasn't really trying to say that that's what we're about. I was saying that's what EVE used to call it back in the day. He used to call it the juvenile rape thing because, you know, a lot of women were always around it. And that's always been our image. You know what I'm saying? Because we can't talk about fire trucks and, you know, we too fly for that. We pretty boys. We gonna talk about women. And that's what we're about. And, you know, a lot of these cats out here talking about drugs. They ain't never been on the block in their life. They talking about dudes busting guns. Nobody busting no guns. But you know, I'm talking to women now. That's what I'm about. You know what I mean?
But on another note, this is what hip hop is about. It's hot. That is definitely fire. And
I appreciate it.
Keep doing what you're doing.
And you can follow me on SoundCloud if you have access to a computer. I'm pretty sure you do. You sound like you're very articulate, and I know you must be on a computer as well. Go to SoundCloud, Casanova Rudd, and I have like 20 songs, and I have a variety of stuff, and it's nothing about raping women whatsoever.
Okay, thank you. I'll definitely be on that tonight.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Now, Rudd.
Yes, sir?
Let me ask you. What actually made y'all decide to do a solo project?
Well, you got to
Well, you know, me and Soup always been close, you know what I'm saying? And we always been connected. But, you know, he lives in North Carolina, and, you know, I live up there, up north. And, you know, we both have separate agendas, you know what I mean? I have three kids. I'm a single father, and I raised three kids. I got one in college right now. I got one going to college next year, and I got a son in high school. And they're all doing great. So I was really concentrating on building up their needs for what they're going to need to use in life. You know what I'm saying? It was more about my kids. So I had put a lot of the music to the side. It was just kind of like a hobby for a while. But I was always engineering. I was doing freelance engineering. I went to school for engineering, graduated at the top of my class. And, you know, it's always been around me, but I wasn't really doing, like, rapping. But I was always making beats. But, I could say about the last 4 years, I was writing songs for other people. And then it got me back into writing and doing my own things. And they said, yo, what, you sound good. Maybe you should do that yourself. You know, I was thinking, I said, yeah, you know, I know I sound good, but is the world ready for 40-year-old rappers? But, you know, I thought about it. I said, you know, age is just a number, you know what I mean? If you want to be old, you're gonna act old and you're going to look old. I feel like I'm getting younger. So it's still in my heart, and I still have the creative aspect of it, and I'm still nice at what I do. So, you know, if the world's ready for it, that's fine. I feel like I'm going to be like the Temptations. I'm going to be doing shows until I'm 70 years old. You know what I mean? And then after I die, they're going to have a dude replacing Casanova Rudd or something. You know what I mean? He's going to be doing my rap. But, you know, it got me back into the field. So me and Sue, we were talking about doing, like, a retro album, like, about 2-3 years ago, because we're coming up on our 25th anniversary of being in hip-hop, you know what I mean? So I think it's just, you know, it'll be perfect timing. So right now, Sue is getting back into his writing because he was doing his thing with the recording down there. He had a recording studio. He was working with artists. I was working with artists. I had artists sign on other labels, Profile, had some guys. You know, they weren't mainstream. They didn't really get a lot of publicity. But, you know, I was in action doing stuff. So I was always in it. But I was worried about raising my kids and getting them focused for life. And now they're focused, so now it's time for me now. And this is what they expect. And that's just the tip of the iceberg because I got a whole bunch of stuff that is going to knock y'all off your – y'all ain't going to believe it. You're going to say, who's this 40-year-old dude? They go, my motto, I'm the old scholar. You know what I mean? I'm from the old school. I mean, I studied it. I'm still in it. I'm teaching people, so I'm the old scholar, and that's what I'm going by. I'm Casanova Rudd, the old scholar, and be listening out for it. And if you want to hear anything right now, you go to SoundCloud, Casanova Rudd, and you can be knocked off your socks right now.
All right, no question. So what I want to do right now, I want to get into another track.
All right.
By you, Gucci Fendi Prada. Tell us a little bit behind it, what's going on behind that track.
All right, well, we got that track from this kid named Killer Tracks. He's I think he's family with an artist that I work with, which is also a family member and also entertainment member. His name is Drominati. He's also on SoundCloud. He's got stuff on Twitter. We came up with the song Gucci Fendi Prada talking about women, you know, or that's all they're about. And there was a one-something woman that was standing out to me that wasn't like that. She was unique. And so it was a back-and-forth thing. I mean, I kind of wanted to do a video as soon as possible for it, but, you know, the timing was a little bit off, so you can get the visual, you know, to the song, because it'll be more, you'll understand it more. But it's about Gucci, Fendi, and Prada, you know, women fighting like that, and a woman that's different from them standing out, and she's talking about, that's not what I'm about. So, but you don't hear her at all. You hear me and my man drum behind it. It's hot.
No doubt. All right, Dons and Divas, here's some more flavor. From Casanova Rudd, Gucci Fendi Prada. Remember where you heard it first. GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
You ain't no Bobby, but you look at
Okay. I hear you. She said, yeah, you need a smile, you don't fly, I wanna wear your ass out, just like I'm a ninja, get up in your belly, mama, be a baby, Faja, you already know you funkin' with that old Skyla, my pedigree causes me to be mad picky. You got a man, I'll break you up like some sticky, icky shit. Splurge on that ass and take you to Waikiki. And soon as we land, I'm trying to
get real freaky dinky. You on the same page, mommy, that same book. Judging by the cover, looks like I'm about to be hooked. I'm trying to steal your heart, ma, I ain't no petty crook. It's checkmate, queen, slide up on you like a rook. This ain't a game to throw it at me like a quarterback. I'm trying to score and get that ass up in the sack. I'm trying to spend some time with you, hope you're feeling that. Like daylight savers telling niggas fall back.
One big room full of bad bitches.
I'm in trouble.
I'm in
worry.
They
said, she said, they said, she said, word.
She ain't a bad miss, I won't even bother. I'm grueling on that nookie finger, licking a probably slobber. I turn her like Tina, she wanna come, I beat it out her. Down in my briefing white, beat her, the penis is where I her. She like guys and girls, confusing a love cycle. Why wrestle in a love cypher, I ain't rowdy, rowdy type her. Why be a life, but she down for a one-nighter. It's 2012, and these females getting trifle. I see what she's spending on that bag. I bet Louis I'm a bag, and I ain't gotta spend nothing but time and hella swag. I show you how to be a player, been belling me bad. Cleaning my own brand, I'm dropping off my laundry bag. No laundry bag, I'm no lower bag. No fizzy bag, no fizzy bag. All I see is a bunch of bootleg bags and a bunch of bootleg bitches copping ass.
She said, they said, she said, word.
Right. You're serious with it. Serious with it. Ain't no question about it. You definitely serious with it.
Yeah, man.
I don't know what happened with Super Lover. We can't get him back on the line. But, Soup, if you're listening, you know it's all love here with you, baby boy. Ain't no question about it. It's nothing but love. Right. Let me ask you something. If you could start all over from the start of your music career, would you do that, or would you just keep it exactly how it was?
I would keep it exactly where it was, because, I mean, my experiences and, you know, the people I've met and the places I've been, I mean, I would never want to change that. The only thing I would want to change is the, you know, the monetary part of it, because, you know, the money wasn't there around that time. The money's there now because, you know, it's more mainstream. But at that point, at the time, it was more in your heart. So, you know, I wouldn't change anything. Because the way it is now, it seems too fabricated, and it has no soul to it. But back in the days, I mean, that's what it was about. You know, I came from the golden era, and nobody can ever take that from me. And I wouldn't change a thing, phase two.
Wow. Now, let me ask you, if someone wanted to hear your tracks, let them know how would they go about hearing it, where would they go at to hear it, you know. And also, if you got any connection with Girls, I Got Them Locked, that CD, let them know that too.
All right, well, I don't have anything involved with the Girls, I Got Them Locked stuff. There's a whole bunch of stuff being pirated on the market. I'm pretty sure they can find that easily. You can get like any kind of free download, you can get that. But my original stuff and Soup stuff is probably going to be on Soup's probably going to be on SoundCloud as well. But if you go to www.soundcloud, so one word, no spaces or nothing, .com, and you put on / CastanovaRud, CastanovaRud, one D. You will find that 20 songs, and I'm not releasing, my bad, I got, you know, people getting shot, no types of stuff, I'm not worried about that. But, you can get, like, 20 songs to listen to, and they're free to download as well, so, you know, I just want to get my name back out there, and I feel like, you know, I'm not sitting on no product. I'm putting it all out. As soon as I make it, I'm putting it out. So it's going to be always constant updates on music, and then I'm working on my website right now, and I'm doing videos as well. You can YouTube me. There's a lot of stuff that just pops up, but look for the newest one. I got like three videos. I got one called Just Another Day. You can put that in, Castanova Rug, Just Another Day, or you can put Castanova Rug, filter it, and look for like this month or this week, you'll see whatever the latest stuff I'm coming up with. But SoundCloud.com, Castanova Rug, you can hear all my latest songs. And The oldest song I have is about 5 months old, so I have updated stuff all the time, and I guarantee you're going to find something there that you like.
No doubt. All right. Is there any shout-outs you want to give right now?
Well, I always got to shout you out, Rich, and I got to always shout out GQ Palace. You know what I mean? Y'all definitely holding the boy down. I appreciate the support. I always tell y'all I got your back as well. And I got to shout out my crew, Success Club, Romanati, J Notes, Wave NL. Got to shout out my man, DJ Juice. He used to be DJing for Wu-Tang back in the day. That's my running partner. I got to definitely shout out Sue. I got to shout out Astoria Queens, but they always had my back. And, you know, that's pretty much it. You know what I'm saying? If I forgot you, you know, you never forgotten. Like, you know, it just slipped my mind. You know, I still smoke trees, too.
Yeah. Right, it's always an honor having you on. For real, you and Soup, it's always an honor. I really want to thank you for joining us tonight, man. I really, really do.
I appreciate it.
Hey, no
yo, thank
doubt.
You for letting me get the theme song to the show, man. That's an honor, man.
Yo, that's definitely going to be tomorrow. You listen to the show when GQ Palace come on, you're going to hear it.
That's hot, man. I appreciate that, too, man. Thank you. And tell Lavina thank you as well, man.
No doubt. All right, Dons and Divas. That's it for tonight's show. I want to thank Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd for joining us again. I also want to thank Joseph Hazel for coming back with his GQ General Question. I want to thank Mississippi Sip. Listen out for him. He's taking the industry on a whole nother level with his Southern flow. I want to thank Terrence Davis, and don't forget, it's going down tomorrow night at the Candy Lounge on Fordham Road. Terrence Davis will also be back here with us next week from 7 to 8 to finish off his interview, so check it out. I also want to thank our special guest appearance, Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. Get they smashing singles. They coming back out hard for the new millennium in the music industry. I want to thank you, the listeners, the callers, but most of all, I want to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Don't forget to check GQ Palace Radio out on Facebook. Look for us on Twitter, Global 14, YouTube, Blogspot, and hear some of the hottest artists that was on the show already on Reverb Nation and SoundCloud. We also want to give a rest in peace to the pop queen, Whitney Houston, gone but never forgotten. Our condolences go out to the whole Houston family. We all loved her, but God loved her best. I'm your host, Rich Money. Have a safe and blessed weekend for all y'all at GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment, where dreams come true.
It's butter, baby!
For sure.
If it wasn't for me, I know.
just want to give a happy birthday shout out to my sister, Chantel. Happy birthday, sis. I love you.
Back on top, kind of love we got that just don't stop.
Wish y'all all a safe and blessed weekend. Rest in peace, Whitney Houston. Good night, y'all.